Pogansky takes a hit but keeps going with a man on his back, and it goes in! It's a Tri-City Storm goal! Picked up by Gomez, finds Sasir, shot, score! Sasir took the shot, and the Storm get a power play goal! Martin with a shot, and he scores! Kepler Martin, a power play goal! Lesperance with a great shot, and he scores! Joel Lesperance streaking through the neutral zone. Eastman throws it in! It's a goal! Kyle Eastman, first goal of the season! Rebound score! Garrett Gomez on a rebound! Gives the Storm a 2-1 advantage! Lukowski fires a shot and scores! Nolan Lukowski gets the Storm on the board with a power play goal!
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome inside the Viero Event Center here on the Breeze 94.5 FM for Tri-City Storm Hockey. Storm taking on the Des Moines Buccaneers here tonight in the first of a two-game home weekend. Tomorrow night, the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders will be here for a 7:05 start. Tonight, we got a 7:30 start on a Friday night here at the Viero Event Center. It'll be the second meeting of the season between these two teams. In their first meeting a few weeks ago in Des Moines, the Tri-City Storm got a 1-0 shutout. Jacob Johansson, first career USHL shutout in that game. And the Storm did win that one 1-0 on a goal by Ryan McMurphy that was scored with just four seconds left in the middle period in Des Moines. So tonight will be the second of six meetings between these two teams here this season. We'll have all the action for you right here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. We're inside the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit them at Viero.com. Once again, Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers here on the Breeze. Lot to get to here in the Viero Wireless pregame show. Jared Sheffrin with you here as the Storm have a record of 1-2-1 coming in. They are in fourth place in the USHL's Western Conference with 6 points in their first five games. Tonight is game number six. They'll go up against Des Moines, which has just one win on the season. Buccaneers are 1-4-1. They got a win against the Lincoln Stars in overtime in Lincoln at the Icebox, but that came a few weeks ago. And really the problem with Des Moines right now has been the defense and the goaltending. Both goaltenders, Billy Christopoulos and Ryan Ruck, struggling both with goals against averages that are way over 3 per game, save percentages that are under 90%, and right now it's all about the defense. Here for Des Moines, they're going to try to hold the Storm off the scoreboard. So far, teams have been able to hold the Storm off the scoreboard. Storm have been struggling to score. They've scored just 7 goals in their first couple games here, and it's been a struggle offensively. Josh Howgie's spoken about it plenty here, as he didn't expect this team with so much talent to struggle to score. Different players haven't gotten their first goals of the season. Returning guys like Joel Lesperance, Garrett Gomez have been held off the scoreboard. Other guys that have been expected to really produce haven't come through. Austin Pogansky, Chris Wilkie, those guys just with one goal so far. And Thomas Aldworth got his first goal last weekend. Dan Lebosky still without a goal. And so all this offensive talent right now for the Storm kind of coming up short. However, the defense has been great. Jacob Johansson has benefited from that. Johansson with a goals against average of under 1 per game and a save percentage of 97%. He's third in the USHL in goals against average and second in save percentage. He's also second in overall saves. So Johansson really has been the backbone of this team through the first five games, and the Storm will have a chance here to defeat Des Moines for a second time this season. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll get you our Best Western Plus email inbox and the CHS Coach's Corner, where I spoke to Josh Howgie. We'll take a quick break and come back here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and
the point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years, hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the big red rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage! Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center. Jared Schaffrin with you here, getting ready for the Tri-City Storm and the Des Moines Buccaneers on the Breeze 94.5. Fans, we want to remind you about our Best Western Plus email inbox. Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 and send your questions about Storm hockey. We will answer them here on the Breeze on the broadcast. Send them to bestwesternpluskearney@gmail.com. We answered some questions this week in Stormcast with Josh Howgy. Some fans reached out on social media, got to ask some questions, and Coach answered them, and so that was great. Here I got a chance to ask some questions for our coach, Josh Howgy, in the CHS Agri-Service Center in Senex, Coach's Corner. Here's Josh Howgy before this game against Des Moines. Jared Schaffrin here with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgy, in the CHS Agri-Service Center in Senex, Coach's Corner. And Coach, tonight, before you face Des Moines, start of a two-game home stretch. Last weekend, you had two games at home. You came away with 1 point. How important is this weekend series for you guys here at home?
I think it's extremely important. As a staff, we just kind of met this afternoon and we talked about the importance of getting off to a good start this week and making sure we take care of business here. It's a big weekend for us. We got to get off on the right foot.
How do you do that here tonight against the Des Moines team? You beat them 1-0 a couple weeks ago at their place. Here tonight, obviously, you know, the defense has been playing well for you guys, but you've been allowing a lot of shots. So is that a big key?
You know, I think the big thing for us is get the pace of the game going right away in the first 10 minutes and that we're executing and taking care of the pucks. We talked about it a lot, about buying in as a group, and we need to be on the same page. We have to execute the systems, and we got to make sure that we make the game as predictable and easy for us as possible. And I think we've taken some steps this week in practice, and now we got to execute it.
Looking at the lines here tonight, you went away from the experiment to have guys like Joel Esperance, Drew Mayer on the wings. You're moving them back to center. Talk about your lineup tonight a little bit.
Well, I think that, you know, it's a little bit more a traditional lineup. It's a little bit more segmented as far as we have, I feel like, two scoring lines, a third line that's going to bring, we can match with or bring energy, and then a fourth line that's going to add some toughness and, you know, that we can play in all situations. So I like our lineup. I think that it's, you know, it brings a good mix of everything, and I think that, getting Joel and Drew back in the center and you know, maybe having them, you know, have a little bit of a wake-up call, like, hey, we need you to be more accountable if you're going to be our centers, that it should shake them a little bit here and get them going.
Obviously, we've talked a lot about offensive struggles for you guys. 7 goals, 6 points in the standings with only 7 goals. Des Moines has been a team that has struggled defensively. Their goaltenders have allowed a good amount here. Are you guys looking at this as another potential breakout game? I know you've said that the last couple games you're hoping to break out, but again, tonight, looking at that and thinking maybe you can?
Well, I think that, again, like if we're trying to break out, it's not because of our opponent or anything. It's us doing what we do. And, you know, we need to transition the puck quickly, and we need to go, you know, 1D to D and get it up the ice. We're not going to be a team that, you know, possesses the puck, goes D to D 5 times, and then, you know, comes up the ice. We want to get the puck, transition as quick as possible, get on the attack. And I think if you see that, then we're buying a little bit more and we're executing what you want to see out of us. Right now, we haven't done that. We've been, you know, our transition play has been a little slow, and hopefully we can turn that up a notch, because I still believe that in this locker room that we have way too much talent to only be getting, you know, 1 or 2 goals a night.
Looking at your lines one more time here, if you had to pick one of the lines that you think could break out or could have a big game, who are you hoping that really steps up tonight?
Well, I think offensively, you know, Wilkie, Berger, and Aldworth, I think there's a ton of talent there. If they take care of their own end defensively, I think the offense is just bound to come, because there's just too much ability on that line.
Lastly, you got Jacob Johansson in net tonight, his 5th start of the season. He's been outstanding through the first 4 starts. Anything different that you guys have done with him, or is he's just in his zone right now?
Yeah, you know, Coach Largen does a great job with him, and just, you know, they spend some time on Wednesdays and just do some one-on-one work, and, you know, but other than that, I mean, it's a little different week for us. We didn't get to practice yesterday with, you know, the concert being here in town, so we got a little bit more of a skate here this morning than we normally have, and all 23 guys were there with, you know, school being shortened. So it's a little bit different of a week for us, but overall we try to keep it as, you know, consistent as we can.
All right, head coach Josh Howgie of the Tri-City Storm, thanks for joining us here in the CHS Agri-Service Center in Senex, Coach's Corner.
Thanks for having me, Jared.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viera Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Tri-City Storm Des Moines Buccaneers getting ready to go here at the Viera Event Center, their second meeting of the season. Jared Schaffron with you here in the Viera Wireless pregame show. Let's get to tonight's Burger King starting lineups. The home of the Whopper, Burger King's a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with 5 locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and 2 locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Starting lineup first for the visiting Des Moines Buccaneers here, coached by head coach John Roger. We'll get you the forwards first. On the left wing, number 8, Daniel Elser, Hopewell Junction, New York native. Elser this season has done well for the Buccaneers in his second season in Des Moines. He is played in 4 games up front. Sandis Zolmanis is the center, number 13. He is a native of Sweden, of Latvia, but played in Sweden last season. Zolmanis wears number 13. He'll be on the center. And on the right wing, it's Willem Nong-Lambert. Nong-Lambert, one of the top scorers here on this Des Moines team. 2 assists thus far this season. He's a native of Des Moines, Iowa, and he's committed to Western Michigan. Nong-Lambert wears number 20. Josh Couturier wears number 24. He'll be on the left defense tonight, and he is committed to Northeastern. His partner, number 19, Garrett Cockrell, on the right defense, also committed to Northeastern. Cockrell, a Brighton, Michigan native, and he grew up playing hockey with Joel Esperance, who is also from Brighton, Michigan, and two of them have a little bit of a rivalry. Cockrell on the right defense here tonight for Des Moines, and he's been one of the leading scorers for the Bucs. 2 goals and 2 assists for Cockrell this season in 6 games. The goaltender for Des Moines, number 1, Ryan Ruck. Ruck through 4 games is 0-1-1, 11 goals against, a 3.58 goals against average, and a .887 save percentage. For Ryan Ruck, the Ashburn, Virginia native, he wears number 1. That's your starting lineup for the Des Moines Buccaneers. Now let's look to the Tri-City Storm starters. And the Storm, once again, come into this one with a record of 1-2 2-1-2. This is their sixth game of the season here against Des Moines at the Viero Event Center. Storm starters on the left wing, number 24, Dan Lebosky, the Edina, Minnesota native, committed to Colorado College with an assist this season. His center, Joel L'Esperance, also from Brighton, Michigan, as his cockerel. L'Esperance, so far this season in five games, has two assists. He wears number 27. On the right wing is number 11, Austin Poganski. Poganski with his first goal of the season last Saturday night in the Storm shootout loss to Waterloo. He, through four games, has the one goal. He's committed to the University of North Dakota. On the left defense for the Storm, number 2, Thomas Delaney. Delaney, the native of Minnesota, played in White Bear Lake Public High School last season. Five games this year so far. No points yet for Delaney. He's on the left defense. Where's number 2? Nolan Glukowski on the right. Where's number 5? Wixom, Michigan native through four games. No points yet for Glukowski. He is committed to St. Lawrence University in the ECAC for next season. The Tri-City Storm goaltender tonight is number 30, Jacob Johansson. Through four games, Johansson has been masterful. Goals against average of .94 and a save percentage of 97.7%. He gets the start in between the pipes from Stockholm, Sweden for Tri-City. The scratches for the Storm here tonight, Stephen Hayden, Garrett Sasir, Joey DiBenedetto, Robbie Payne, and Kyle Eastman. By the way, fans, Robbie Payne is hoping to go tomorrow. He's injured. Sasir is also still injured, but again, the Storm are hoping that Sasir maybe next weekend can get back from that injury off of a block shot. Steve Hayden is a healthy scratch tonight. Kyle Eastman also sustaining an upper body injury last weekend. So Eastman out for the weekend. Payne maybe tomorrow. Sasir out for the weekend. Both Eastman and Sasir, hopefully for the Storm, will be able to go next weekend in the two games in Lincoln and Omaha. Right now, the Storm looking to these games here tonight. Storm, of course, coached by head coach Josh Howgie, the assistant coaches J.B. Bittner, Eric Largen, and Eric Blaze. So we will now move to our New West three keys to victory. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. And we look to those three keys to victory for the Storm against. Once again, these two teams have played once this year. The Storm came away with a 1-0 victory a few weeks ago. It's their only road game of the season. The Storm have only played one road game. Six of their first seven games are at home this year, and that game in Des Moines came on October 5th. Last time the Storm were on the road, they got a 1-0 victory. Here tonight, they want to establish their forecheck and physical play right off the bat, the Storm do. They want to make sure that physical play here against this Des Moines team doesn't suffer. During the preseason, there was a brawl between these two teams, so I don't think they'll have too much of a problem with that, but they want to also establish their forecheck, get in deep, and be aggressive, force the action. Tri-City also, they want to stay out of the box. The Storm right now are leading the league in penalty minutes per game. Not really something that the Storm have led in recently in the Josh Howgie era. However, this season, through the first five games, Storm have the most penalty minutes in the USHL on a per-game basis. So if they can stay out of the box, that'll help them here against Des Moines. And that'll be a big key to this one, is the Storm penalty kill's been very good, but Des Moines, they're going to be hungry, and they're going to be big on the power play, so the Storm want to stay out of the box. Third key is to limit shots against. The Storm also allow the most shots on goal per game in the USHL. They're allowing over 45 shots per game. That is way too much. They cannot sustain solid play when they're allowing that many shots per game. But here's the thing. The Storm are getting great goaltending. Jacob Johansson saving 97% of those shots that have come his way. It's just, you know, you can't count on that every game in and game out. And I think Tri-City absolutely going to make sure that they limit the shots, get the defensive pressure they need, get out and use their speed here against the Des Moines team that can be good offensively, but that struggles defensively. So that's really the key here for the Storm. We'll see if they can break out of their early season scoring funk. Here tonight, Tri-City Storm, Des Moines Buccaneers. We're going to take a quick break here on The Breeze, and we'll come back hopefully with the drop of the puck at the Viero Event Center between Tri-City and Des Moines.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese. All on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe. The perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King. Where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get-thin-quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
Hey, Storm Hockey fans, do you drive a pickup or an SUV? I'm talking Ford, Chevys, Dodges, Nissans, Toyotas, and the others. Well, there's only one place to get your next set of tires. I'm talking about Big O Tires, where you'll get the best deal in town on BF Goodrich, Michelin, Goodyear, Nitto, Cooper, Yokohama, and more. Big O's your truck tire headquarters with guaranteed low prices and the best service in town. So if you need truck or SUV tires, check us out at BigOTires.com or just stop by. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
The skates are on, the helmets tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Viero Event Center. We are running late here tonight at the Event Center. I'm not sure what the delay is, but we're running a few minutes behind schedule, so we're not ready to drop the puck just yet. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers on the ice. The lineups were just announced here. We're about to head to the national anthem, so we're going to take a two-minute break here for the national anthem and come back with that first period of play presented by Nebraska Lottery in just a moment here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
For three generations, the Vogel family that immigrated from Holland to Orange City, Iowa, has been providing paint and paint supplies throughout the Midwest, including Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook. Whether you're a paint contractor, homeowner, property manager, or designer, turn to the pros at Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, and now a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey. Visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go.
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go.
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, three nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like,
here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we're ready for the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The Tri-City Storm will go right to left on your radio dial for the first period, wearing their white uniforms with purple trim, and a big shot off the faceoff here for Des Moines. Des Moines going from left to right on your radio dial. Another chance in front. Johansson able to make the save. Sandis Zolmanis in front of the net. First 17 seconds of the game goes the way for the Buccaneers. as Des Moines once again going from left to right on your radio dial, wearing their blue uniforms with red and white trim, red lettering and numbering on the back, and blue helmets for Des Moines. It's very similar to the New York Rangers uniforms for the Buccaneers. Tri-City Storm wearing their white helmets, purple pants here, purple lettering and numbering on the back of those home white jerseys for Tri-City. Face-off is to the right of Johansson. Face-off is won by Cutler Martin, who steers it in the corner. And now Berger moves it ahead for Aldworth. Aldworth on the far side wall loses the puck. It goes down low for Cutler Martin. Martin for Tri-City pinned behind the net. Gets it to Jalen Schultz. Schultz loses it, though. Pressure from Des Moines early on. The Buccaneers take the puck away. And now Elsert down low to Zomas with a shot there from Schuneman. And a save made by Johansson with the glove. He stops play. 19-19 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Des Moines and Tri-City just underway right here on the breeze. 94.5. We apologize there for a bit of a delay getting started. Just the pregame ceremony's taking a little longer than usual, but we are underway here at the Viero Event Center. Berger on the faceoff for Tri-City against Jake Jackson. And it's won by the Storm. And now out to neutral ice. Wilkie trying to chase it. Overskated it. Chase Berger able to dump it into the Des Moines end. Picked up by the Buccaneers. Garrett Cockrell to Josh Couturier on the far side. Couturier to the red line. Throws it in deep behind the Tri-City net. Kevin Kerr wraps it around the near side boards. And it's played on the near side wall. Patrick Grosso in the near side corner for Des Moines, keeping it in. Now on the near side wall, Buccaneers still with it. They put it behind the net. Kevin Kerr, first man there for Tri-City. Kerr on the far side wall, banks it out of the zone, rolling back into the Des Moines end. Icing is waved off as it rolls right in on starting goaltender Ryan Ruck. Ruck moves it forward, playing neutral ice. Storm take it away. McMurphy dumps it in deep. That's Ryan McMurphy there. As Gomez goes in behind the net, takes it away. Chance in front was blocked. Try to get it to Hutchison, and now Des Moines takes it out to neutral ice, and it's dumped in deep to the Storm end there. Picked up by Cutler Martin on the near side corner. Martin finds McMurphy forward. Ryan McMurphy couldn't get it out. Kept in by Jenkins. Now Cutler Martin with it on the near side. He puts it out to neutralize. Corey Schuneman back in his own zone. McMurphy on the forecheck. Ryan McMurphy gets the turnover on the near side corner. Down low. McMurphy on the backboards is taken off the puck, and now it's picked up moving forward for Des Moines Buccaneers. With it in Jack Jenkins. Takes a big hit there. He was run into by Martin. Martin left his feet, and it's an offside delayed offside. No penalty on Martin after a huge hit on the near side. Des Moines with the puck now. They flip it back into the Storm end. Another big hit. And now we'll see a penalty as Mayer went for a big hit. Couple Buccaneers. And Ryan Gault. Somebody threw his glove down. I think that was Ryan Gault threw a glove down. So Mayer gets called for tripping, but Des Moines, we could see a penalty to the Bucs for the retaliation there. Mayer heading towards the box. Tripping the initial call. Andrew Mayer in neutral ice, and 2 minutes on the board. We'll head to the GNC penalty kill. Cutler Martin trying to argue with the officials that there should have been a penalty on the Buccaneers as well to even things out, but he's not going to win his appeal. 17:39 remaining in the opening period. We're scoreless here in Kearney, but the Des Moines Buccaneers on the power play here for the next 2 minutes. Faceoff is scrum four on the far side corner, won by Des Moines. Buccaneers with it now on the far side wall. Played by Cockrell down low up top. Now it goes. Couturier on the near side. Couturier on the right point. Cockrell on the left. Cockrell moves it over to Daniel Elser, and now Couturier back to Elser on the right circle. Down low it goes into the corner. Chance in front, deflected away by Glukowski. Now on the far side, move to the near side. Nong Lambert in the near side corner. Finds Cockrell with a shot, blocked in front by Martin. Excuse me, that was Marcel Godbout with the shot. And now Elser has it. Takes a check from Glukowski. Played up top to Couturier. Couturier now to Godbout. Godbout down low where Elser has it. Minute 15 left in the power play for Des Moines. Couturier faked on a shot. Put it in the near side corner for Nong Lambert. Up top for Elser. Now Couturier with space. Hands over to Cockrell with a shot. Hit the outside of the net. Rebound to Cutler Martin. Lost the puck, though. And now it's played behind the net. Cutler Martin wants it again. Wraps it around and out of the zone. Martin clears the zone. 53 seconds remaining in the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. 16:27 remaining in the opening period. We're scoreless. Buccaneers have it in their own zone. Starting forward, Schuneman leads his man way too far in front of Patrick Grosso, but it's moved in onside by the Buccaneers. Centering pass, chance for Gault. Put it wide. Ryan Gault on the backhand put that one wide as he was streaking towards Johansson. And now on the near side, loose puck for Berger. Fires it out of the zone. Loose puck. Hutchison just grabs it and then dumps it in deep in the Des Moines end. Hutchison could have went on a rush there. Elected to put it in deep. 20 seconds remaining in the GNC penalty kill here for the Storm. Mayer in the box for tripping. Grasso in on side. Grasso to the center. Lost the puck. It was bouncing into the corner. Schultz pins him into the wall. And now around to the near to the far side, excuse me, for Rauhauser. Takes it over to Schuneman. Schuneman with a shot. Save made by Johansson. And the final seconds of the penalty tick off. Storm back to full strength. Dello, nice outlet pass to Mayer out of the box. Mayer finds Berger. They're in on side. Berger with a shot. Went wide of the net. Rook didn't have to touch that one. As Poganski knocks a man down, but the Buccaneers able to get it out of the zone. Gault takes a big hit from Mayer as he came into the zone. Puck was thrown towards Johansson. He had to kick one into the far corner. Delaney trying to chip it forward for Poganski. Puck comes out of the zone, into the Buccaneer end. Icing is whistled to Tri-City. L'Esperance was racing there with David Drake to try to beat the icing, but he could not get ahead of Drake. Icing whistled. 15-11 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers are scoreless here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Face-off is to the right of Johansson. L'Esperance will take it with Joseph Gilhooly. And Gilhooly was added this week by the Bucs. This is his first game in a Buccaneer uniform. Poganski, nice little pass to L'Esperance, who tried to find Lebowski as the Storm entered the zone, but it was broken up. And now it gets wrapped deep into the Des Moines end. Picked up by Josh Couturier on the far side. L'Esperance lined him up for a hit. Lebowski kept it in. Now Poganski tried to come to the net with the puck, but lost it. And now it's out of the zone. Kevin Kerr forces it back in. Storm got a tag up. And Des Moines has it. Buccaneers now on the far side in a neutral ice. They throw it deep into the Storm end. Icing waved off. Glukowski behind the net to pick it up. Now on the far side, Thomas Delaney. Delaney for Tri-City to neutral ice. Finds L'Esperance. L'Esperance backhands one deep into the Buccaneer end. Couturier picks it up for Des Moines. Couturier on the far side now goes behind the net. Sees some pressure from Gomez as well as Hutchison. And the Buccaneers have it now on the far side. Storm really coming in with the forecheck here, and they get the turnover to Glukowski. Glukowski fires it in deep behind the net. And McMurphy clears it over to Gomez. Gomez to the center. His pass was blocked. Now Gomez on the near side. Jalen Schultz on the left point. Back to Gomez. Gomez lost it off a skate. And now here come the Buccaneers, rushed out of the zone by Couturier, taken back by Glukowski, and the Storm dump it back in. Ruck out of his net, and Ruck plays it on the far side. It's moved up the wall, and Daniel Elser has it to skate with in neutral ice. Had a nice little saucer pass that went a little too far ahead of the intended recipient, Sandis Zolmanis. And now the Storm take back possession. Hutchison moves it forward for Berger, leaves it there for Aldworth. Aldworth with space, takes a shot, went wide. Rebound over to Wilkie. Wilkie on the near side as it's moved down low but picked up by the Buccaneers. Alec Rauhauser clears it ahead. And now Des Moines in onside. A shot from Zolmanis was blocked. Rebound goes out of the zone. Back to neutral ice. 13-17 remaining in the opening period. Scoreless game here on the Breeze. Buccaneers have it in their own end now as David Drake will play it to neutral ice. Poked into Dello. Torrey Dello for the Storm. Gets it ahead to Aldworth. That's going to be a hand pass. Aldworth right with his hand, right to Wilkie. And that stops play. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers scoreless here on the Breeze in the first period, which is presented to you by Nebraska Lottery. Having trouble finding your game? Try Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. There are so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You're sure to find your game and your fun. Stop by a Nebraska Lottery retailer to play today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. So a scoreless game thus far. No great chances for either team. Des Moines with the opportunity to have a power play early on after a Drew Mayer tripping call was the early whistle to the Storm. And Storm once again going with their Platte Valley State Bank salute, patriotic salute. Ed Anderson getting the salute here. And he is milking it. He's having a great time up there on the sound stage here at the Viero Event Center. We'll come out of the timeout. Shots on goal here in favor of the Buccaneers. 3-1 shots on net. Storm just with that one shot on net. They've missed the net wide a few times. The faceoff is in neutral ice. 13:02 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm don't win the faceoff, but now have it in their own end as Kevin Kerr looped it into neutral ice. And Schuneman played it forward, and now it's moved by Jake Jackson. Jackson shoots it in deep to the Storm end. Now on the far side, Chase McMurphy over there for Tri-City, trying to pry the puck free for Marcel Kerf. And now the Storm have it. It's Ross Olsen, 3-on-2. Olsen, he's going to look and move to the goal line. Chance in front. The net came off. As the chance went wide, pass care from Ross Olsen. Storm had a 3-on-2. Olsen was very slow. Looked like he had a lane to shoot, but elected to pass. And then Tri-City came and ran over the net. They do say the Des Moines team knocked the net off because they keep the face-off in the Des Moines end. 12:28 remaining in the first period. Face-off to the left of the goaltender, Ruck. And it's won by Des Moines, played by Ryan Gault. Gault in a neutral ice, but to no receiver. As Cutler Martin played it forward, Poganski couldn't get a hold of it. And now here come the Buccaneers with an opportunity. A quick shot from Cockerill as he entered the zone. Save made by Johansson. Rebound taken by Levoski. Now to L'Esperance. L'Esperance trying to make a move at the red line. Lost the puck. Poganski left it for L'Esperance. Into the net. Shot over the net. L'Esperance with an unbelievable opportunity. And he puts it over the net. Not going to get much of a better opportunity if you're Joel L'Esperance there. As he came into the zone, a bit of a broken play. Got to the bottom of the circle and fired a shot over the net and out of play. That's not what you want when you're that close to the goaltender. You got to put the puck on net. Faceoff is won by Des Moines as we restart play. Under 12 minutes remaining here in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Buccaneers on the near side now. Out to neutral ice. And the Storm trying to break that play up. As Godbout gets in deep. Gukowski played it on the corner over to Chris Wilkie. Wilkie turns the puck up ice. Takes a big hit. Puck's free. And now a penalty is whistled. And a fight. We have a fight here. As Delaney drops the gloves. Delaney is going at it here with Godbout. And they're on the backboards behind this Johansson's net. They're tied up. Tough to see who's getting the better of this one. Delaney is second fight of the season. A guy who did not fight before this as he played high school in Minnesota. Now the officials get in there and break it up. So Delaney goes at it for the second time this season, drops the mitts. And actually, that's Joseph Gilhooley. It's not Godbout. It's tough to see who was behind there. Gilhooley, as I said before, in his first game in the USHL, doesn't waste time dropping the mitts. Delaney, Gilhooley in the box, five apiece. I wasn't sure if there was a penalty that was going to be upcoming or if that was just the official had his hand up because of the fight. So we'll see what they say now. Josh Howgie is getting an explanation from the officials. They may have called an extra 2 minutes to Delaney here. That's the explanation we're getting. Delaney took a penalty before the fight, and he will have to sit for the 2 minutes for the penalty and then five for fighting. Joel L'Esperance to the box to serve that penalty, and the Storm will be on the GNC penalty kill here for the second time tonight. They're one for one. They killed off the first one, but just a tough time to take a penalty here. 11:36 remaining in the opening first period. We'll see what they got Delaney for in a second as the faceoff goes behind Johansson's nets. Puck scrum for McMurphy. Turned it to Elser, though, but by accident. Now here's Couturier on the right point. Couturier with a power play for Des Moines. Elser back to Couturier. Now on the left circle. Cockerill puts one down low. Godbout turned it over to McMurphy, and Ryan McMurphy throws it all the way down the ice. Right on Ruck, who stops it there for Couturier. 1:22 remaining in the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. Here come the Buccaneers in the zone, but Dello breaks that one up and sends it the length of the ice. Back down to Ruck, who sits there with a minute to go on the man advantage for Des Moines. 10:43 remaining in the first. Chipping into the Storm, and Chase is Godbout. trying to win that battle. He left off for an open man. Here's Couturier on the right point, setting things up. He Lambert takes a save made by Johansson with the glove. 20 in the open period, 53 seconds remaining in the GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC. Hastings, our trans app, a quality parking border located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of in GNC. From the faceoff here, still killing the GNC penalty kill. And Dello again. 43 seconds remaining in the Des Moines play. 15 remaining in the first period. Buccaneers with the puck. They're on their second power play unit now. Side Ryan Gull on the far. Down low, Rauhauser on the left point, Schuneman on the right. Schuneman with the puck now, takes on a shot. Nice little pass there, a lot of space for Kurth. Now Kurth finds Grasso down low. Grasso behind the net, looking to feed one in front. The shot went wide from Rauhauser. Now on the near side, 12 seconds remaining in the power play. Buccaneers, last chance here. Martin gets to it and fires it all the way down. Nice job by the Storm penalty killing and Cutler Martin. And we are back to even strength. Lebowski trying to get in there on the forecheck. L'Esperance out of the box. Delaney still in there serving the fighting penalty. And Johansson cleared around the far side, turned it over. Buccaneers with it. And now it's poked out of the zone. Here's Lebowski off to the races. Lebowski picks it up. Try to fire it back to Poganski, but he fanned on the pass. And now here come Des Moines. Buccaneers, Jenkins in onside, but forced out by Kerr. Turns it over to Lebowski. Dan Lebowski, slap shot, save made, rebound loose, and it's covered up by Ruck. Lebowski just making something out of nothing there, entering the zone one on two. Didn't have numbers, fired the slap shot. Ruck bobbled it, but smothered it before it could find the back of the net. 9:05 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City and Des Moines are scoreless here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM KLIQ. L'Esperance now on the faceoff for Tri-City against Jack Jenkins to the right of goaltender Ryan Ruck, and then the Storm decide to change lines. So L'Esperance out of there. Berger comes in with Wilkie and Aldworth. Josh, how'd you want that matchup here? Trying to get the Berger line against Jack Jenkins. Wilkie ends up coming in to take the faceoff. So it looked like Berger got tossed out of the circle there for a false start. And now the Storm able to have possession. Berger put it in deep. Picked up by Des Moines here on the near side wall. And the Buccaneers have it moving up ice. Now moving into the zone, it's Tanner Carty. Takes a hit from Dello. Moved now on the far side. Jenkins, couple collisions. Here's an opportunity. Carty with a shot that's deflected into the netting. Torrey Dello with a fantastic deflection there to stay with Carty after the play broke down. Carty had some space. Dello came over and deflected that one into the netting. Stopping play, 8:41 remaining in the opening period. Not many shots on goal here in this first period. Only two for the Storm and five for the Bucks. Storm change again, and they will have McMurphy on against Zolmanis for the faceoff to the left of Johansson. A lot of movement here. Zolmanis out of the draw. Elser in to take it. Storm win it as Glukowski leads it forward for Gomez. Garrett Gomez on the far side. In onside. Glukowski taking the rush for the shot that went wide. A Des Moines player rolls into the net, takes the net off, and stops play. 8:31 remains in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. That looked like Nong Lambert that lost his edge and went flying into the net. Take the net off and stop play. Storm had a nice rush there, led by Garrett Gomez. Glukowski getting up in the play to try to force the issue a bit. McMurphy, Ryan McMurphy for the Storm. Taking the draw here to the right of Ruck. Des Moines goaltender, Buccaneers center. Zolmanis gets tossed from the faceoff circle. And now Elser comes in to take it. Elser wins it. Schuneman fires it around the far side. Out to neutralize Kevin Kerr. Took a hit, neutralized, lost the puck, but now Cutler Martin over to grab it. Martin on the far side, holds it, and gets it out of the zone. Nice job by Martin. Saw the pressure and evaded it, and then cleared the zone. Buccaneers with the puck now. From their own end, Nong Lambert to neutralize. Martin stands up Zolmanis as it comes in onside. Schuneman in the center, went through. Nobody on the other side. Elser on the far side now picks up the loose puck. Kerr's on him. Played ahead by Hutchison, but he played it right into the scrum. A shot from Grasso went wide. Now on the near side, picked up by Schuneman. Schuneman put it down low. Grasso's got it with some speed, and he plays it behind the net. Kerr trying to break things up. Hutchison threw a hit in there. Chance in front. Martin steers that one away from Zolmanis. Gomez with a nice pass to Hutchison. Here's McMurphy. Ryan McMurphy and Hutchison 2-on-1. McMurphy tried to pass it. It got tipped away, and now Gomez has it back. Gomez at the right point, moving down low. Finds McMurphy on a give-and-go for Gomez, and it was knocked away, but a penalty upcoming on Des Moines. Delayed penalty here to the Buccaneers. Olsen trying to work it, and now it's touched up by Des Moines. The Storm will go on the Century 21 power play for the first time tonight. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 at 308-234-5550. Zolmanis to the box for 2 minutes. For hooking the call on Zolmanis. And the faceoff is won by Tri-City and Berger. Poganski's got it on the right circle. Poganski down low. Leaves it for Lebowski. Lebowski saw some pressure. Keeps possession on the far side wall. Kept in by Glukowski. And now it's out of the zone. Buccaneers. A lot of pressure there. Wilkie played it to Berger. Lost it. But now it's back on the Storm 6. Lebowski tried to pass. That's deflected back in the Storm. And now Wilkie has it. Wilkie leaves it for Glukowski. And Glukowski starts forward, finds Wilkie on the near side, past the red line, carries it in, and now they say offside. So a stoppage for offside, 6:48 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. 1:25 remaining in the Century 21 power play for Tri-City. Zolmanis in the box for Des Moines for hooking. Face off in neutral ice, Storm win it. Wilkie fans on a pass, but now gets it back. And throws a dangerous pass to Glukowski, who finds Poganski into the zone. Poganski to the net. Poganski takes a shot. Save made by Ruck. And he hangs on. 1:12 remaining in the Century 21 power play. 6:35 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Delaney and Gilhooly out of the box. Face off now on the far side in the Des Moines end to the left of Ruck. Berger tossed from the circle. Poganski in to take it. Poganski east toss to the circle. Lebowski comes in. Face off won by Tri-City. Wilkie down low for Lebowski. Lot of room. Takes a shot. Save made. Ryan Ruck saw it through a screen in front. Poganski went to the front. Lebowski had a lot of room there. Nice looking play off the face off for the Storm. At the top of the zone looked like they were a little confused, but Lebowski got a good shot off of it. 1:04 remaining in the power play. Storm in the face off again. It's Wilkie over to Glukowski, fakes in a shot, finds Lebowski. Back to Glukowski, takes a shot. It scores! Deflection in front, looks like Poganski got it in the Storm. Take a 1-0 lead, a Century 21 power play goal. Glukowski took the initial shot. Storm with a big power play goal to take a 1-0 lead. Poganski from Glukowski on the shot. Lebowski picks up the second assist. As Lebowski up to Glukowski, takes the shot. Poganski in front, that big body. Austin Poganski makes it 1-0 Tri-City. Get a nice overhead replay here from the camera crew in the Viero Event Center. Looks like Poganski got it. 1-0 Tri-City, 6:21 remaining. Poganski's second goal of the season, second game in a row with a goal as he scored his first on Saturday against Waterloo. Buccaneers win the faceoff and now have possession. Here they come into the Storm end. Tanner Carty threw one of the net, went wide of the net, picked up on the near side by Des Moines. And now it's worked up the near side wall. Gomez fell down. Chance in front, taken away by Kerr, kept in by the Buccaneers. Good shift here for Des Moines after allowing a goal. Always they talk about the first shift after a goal being very important. The Storm able to win a battle down low. Now Ryan McMurphy banks it off the wall out to neutralize. Charging was Gomez in neutralize, but now back into the Storm, and it's Kevin Kerr. Nice lead pass for Hutchison. Hutchison in onside to the center for Gomez, and a save made by Ruck. Gomez with a lot of space elected just to shoot it right away and not try to move towards the net, because he could have moved in on Ruck and made a move. Instead, Gomez took the shot a little farther away, didn't get enough on it, and Ruck able to make the save. As we get another quick media timeout, Tri-City Storm have a 1-0 lead here on Des Moines. Goal scored by Austin Poganski, his second of the season. Nolan Glukowski picks up the first assist. That is his first assist and first point of the season. And Dan Lebosky, the second assist, his second assist and second point of the season. A 1-0 lead. And here's the thing. The Storm have not experienced much time this season with the lead. On their win against Des Moines, they had a 1-0 lead with 4 seconds left in the second period and then led the rest of the way, finished up 1-0. Their other win was a shootout victory in which they didn't really have a lead the whole game. So really the Storm have not had much experience playing with a lead this season, as they've allowed early goals and they've had to come back, and they have been able to come back as they only have one regulation loss this year, and that was a week ago to Sioux City as the Storm win the faceoff to start playing. But now the Buccaneers have it and Moyne in a neutral ice. So we'll see how the Storm can do here with a lead. Chase McMurphy breaks the play up and the Des Moines Buccaneers are offside. 5:16 remains in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm leading 1-0 here on the Breeze. And Josh Howji going right back to that Lesperance, Lebosky, Poganski line. Trying to get some offense out of his top unit here tonight. Faceoff is scrum four and won by the Buccaneers. It's put in deep to the Storm and a bouncing puck settles down for Delaney. Delaney takes a hit from two different players, but moves it to Poganski on the far side. Austin Poganski, nice pass for Lebosky, who's got speed and neutralized. Takes a shot, Ruck makes the save, rebound into the netting and out of play. 4:56 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm with a 1-0 lead over the Bucks. On the Breeze 94.5, Jared Schaffern with you here all season on the Breeze. And here is game number 6 out of 60 for the Storm. Come into this one with a 2-1-2 record, 6 points in the standings for Tri-City. Face off to the left of Ruck in the Des Moines end is won by the Buccaneers. Moved on the near side now, where Patrick Grasso gains the red line. Now the blue line, a quick shot. Deflection never got to Johansson. It went wide of the net, picked up by Poganski. Poganski found Lebosky, but couldn't control it in neutral ice, and Cockerell fires it back in. It's deflected into the netting. It was deflected off a Storm player, so the faceoff will stay in the Storm end of things with 4:37 remaining in that first period. Storm with a 1-0 lead. Goal scored by Austin Poganski. Assist to Nolan Glukowski and Dan Lebosky. Time of the goal, 13:39. Storm 1-for-1 on the Century 21 power play here tonight. Face off to the left of Johansson in the Storm end. Won by Des Moines. Drake with a shot from the right point. Never got all the way through. Blocked in front. And now on the near side wall, it's moved forward by Tri-City. McMurphy. Ryan McMurphy played it too far for Gomez. And now it's Drake back in the Des Moines end. Drake on the near side, plays it to the far side wall for the Buccaneers. And now it's Ryan Gault. Gault makes a pass to the near side, deflected in by Drake. Centering pass, deflection on a shot over the net. And now Hutchison picks it up, finds Gomez. Garrett Gomez through neutral ice, in onside. Gomez, the shot, save made by Ruck, no rebound. 4:01 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm still leading 1-0 here on the Breeze. Shots on goal now in favor of the Storm, 8-5. So you see things here in the second half of the first period really going the Storm way. They're doing what they need to do on offense, getting the puck in deep, throwing the puck on the net as they win the faceoff here. Aldworth took a hit as he tried to move it forward. And now it's back out to neutral ice, played by Jalen Schultz. Left by Aldworth for Wilkie. Wilkie left it back for Aldworth, who was tied up. And it's taken by Des Moines, poked out of the zone. Cutler-Martin slaps it back in. Storm tag up. And Ryan Ruck will play it for Des Moines, deep in the Des Moines end. Buccaneers with it now, behind the net. As it's moved forward by Des Moines, past the red line. In onside. At the top of the zone now, moving down low. Chance in front. was thrown in front there. Another shot hit the outside of the net. And now the rebound on the near side. Cockrell. Cockrell on the near side. Backhands it over. Chance in front. Blocked by Kerr. Johansson swept it away. And now Dello has it. But pass it to Wilkie. Dangerous pass. Turned over to Des Moines. Chance in front for the Bucks. Taken away by the Storm. Carty put it down low and Chase Berger's got it. Berger backhands one over to Dello behind the Storm. And now Kerr's at the wall for Aldworth. Back to Kerr. And Storm struggling in their own zone here. They do get it out to neutral ice, but that was a sloppy shift try. As Johansson has it behind his net. Now Kevin Kerr forward where Berger will pulse it. Nice pass to Chase McMurphy. Saved the Ruck. And now a play on the near side. Olsen's got space. Finds his man in front, McMurphy, and McMurphy couldn't put it on. Got off either as Des Moines comes the other way with numbers. Nice job by Glukowski on defense to break that play up. Puck goes behind the net. Grasso gets it taken away by Drew Mayer. Mayer on the near side wall, taking off the puck, but it's moved over to Olsen. Ross Olsen flips one in deep, and it's bounced off the glove of Ruck into the corner. Play net side. Couturier. Lebowski comes in and takes it away. Chase Mayer with a shot. Save made. Another chance. And a big opportunity for Boganski, but he whiffed on the shot. Now here comes a 3-on-2 for Des Moines. Buccaneers with Jenkins. A shot. And it's sticked away by Johansson. Rebound. Delaney on the far side over to Boganski. Boganski overskated it. Otherwise, the Storm would have had an odd man rush there. And Glukowski's far side now. A couple Des Moines players. Here's a chance. Went wide. A shot taken there by Kurth. And now it's played the neutral ice back into the Storm end. Just 1:30 remaining here in the opening period. Tri-City with a 1-0 lead. Lebowski turns it over at the blue line. Here's Galt with a shot. Deflection wide. Lebowski, a lackadaisical turnover. Not like him at the blue line there defensively. And Des Moines with an opportunity. Galt wanted it once again. Kept it in. Now it's kicked out by L'Esperance. Out to neutral ice. Dump back in on Delaney. And he backhands it forward, rolls out of the zone. L'Esperance brings it back in and then puts it back out. Storm being too cute with the puck right now. And Des Moines is getting chances. Here's Carty with an opportunity. Shot was blocked. Rebound comes behind the net. Delaney's got it. Plays it on the far side. Up top. Kept in. A shot deflection in front. Loose in front. Couple players whacking at it. Now it's put into the near side. 45 seconds left in the period. Des Moines with some chances. Godbout fired one wide of the net. Now it's picked up by Galt in the far side. Down low back to Godbout. Godbout on the near side. Up top, taken away by Gomez. Gomez is one-on-one here. 32 seconds left in the period. Gomez stops. Storm making a change, and Gomez will kill some clock on the far side. Played it ahead for Hutchison. Turned it over. Here come the Buccaneers. One-on-two. Godbout brings it in. Takes a shot. Johansson makes the save. Rebound into the far side corner. Cutler Martin plays it. Martin, again, too cute with the puck here. Too many stick-handling moves as Martin finally able to free it up to Gomez, and he plays it to Hutchison. 5 seconds left in the period. The Buccaneers will have it to run out the clock here in the first, and Tri-City goes into the locker room with a 1-0 lead. The Storm struggled early on to get their style of play, and Des Moines had a couple early chances. Then in the second half, Tri-City took control and scores a power play goal. Austin Poganski gets his second of the season. But late in the period, the Storm messing around with the puck in their own zone. They're going to have to clean things up here, moving it towards the second period, because the last 3 minutes was not what Josh Howji and his coaching staff want to see. So we'll take a break, and we'll come back with our Central Hydraulic Intermission Report and recap the first 20 minutes of this one right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back, to make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese. All on a toasted, flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe. The perfect addition to any meal.
Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get thin quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
Hey, Storm Hockey fans, do you drive a pickup or an SUV? I'm talking Ford, Chevys, Dodges, Nissans, Toyotas, and the others. Well, there's only one place to get your next set of tires. I'm talking about Big O Tires, where you'll get the best deal in town on BF Goodrich, Michelin, Goodyear, Nitto, Cooper, Yokohama, and more. Big O's your truck tire headquarters with guaranteed low prices and the best service in town. So if you need truck or SUV tires, check us out at BigOtires.com or just stop by. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm ahead of the Des Moines Buccaneers 1-0 after the first period. I'm Jared Schaffrin. Welcome inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Tri-City Storm, once again with a 1-0 lead over the Des Moines Buccaneers. The only goal of the first period, a power play goal for Austin Poganski. Assists go to Nolan Glukowski and Dan Loboski at 13:39. Storm outshoot the Buccaneers 10-6 through the first 20 minutes. And we had a couple penalties as well. Des Moines 0-2 on the power play first period. Penalties were to Drew Mayer for tripping, Joseph Gilhooly and Tom got the at 8:24. Both of those players receiving fighting majors. Joel Esperance with a roughing minor at 8:24 as well. Excuse me, that is a Thomas Delaney roughing minor at 8:24 that was served by Esperance. Sandis Zolas. That is the penalty that led to the Storm. Moino for two on the play. Johnson, six for six in the first. Ryan Reb, 9 out of 10. The one goal, the deflection on the power play for Poganski. Storm lead after one period. We want to, you know, with Poganski scoring that goal, we want to remind you, Austin Poganski really with a big honor this week. And Storm, we're proud to announce this week that Poganski was selected for a big-time award where Poganski actually will be playing for the United States Junior A national team. And kind of a different thing there. The World Junior A Challenge is what it's called. Poganski is the only Tri-City Storm player that's been selected for that challenge. That is a team for the United States that's made up of all USHL players, USHL coaches, the training staff, everybody on that that's part of that roster is a USHL player or is affiliated with the USHL in some way. As Poganski is the representative for that team, Des Moines has a few representatives, Marcel Godbout being one of those representatives, and a lot of teams have the representatives. They are going to go up to Yarmouth, Nova Scotia, and play a tournament that is during the season. It's from November 2nd to 10th. Other nations participating, Canada actually has an East and a West team, as they are the host nation, and they have two teams, Czech Republic, Switzerland, and Russia, the other nations, along with the United States. And Austin Pogansky is going to get a chance to compete in that tournament for the Storm and represent the Storm. He will miss four games, and that will start with the October 30th game here at the Event Center. Pogansky will miss that game against Waterloo, and he'll be up playing for the United States, and a great honor. And Pogansky, just a great prospect here at the Storm, have a B-ranked prospect by the NHL Central Scouting Agency, meaning that he'll probably be drafted in the first three rounds of the NHL draft this upcoming June, and he's making his impact known here, scoring his second goal in as many games, having the Storm ahead 1-0 here after period. Said Lurple, it makes farming easier in this. And the party to keep Stat Lurple on highway in a minute. We'll take a break and we will come back with our out of town scoreboard presented by Midway. Lance or one Western inbox questions of the game. 94.5 FM KLIQ.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price of every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
For three generations, the Vogel family that immigrated from Holland to Orange City, Iowa, has been providing paint and paint supplies throughout the Midwest, including Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook. Whether you're a paint contractor, homeowner, property manager, or designer, turn to the pros at Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, and now a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey. Visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
We're back inside the Aero Center. Jared Sheffrin here, and having some audio issues back in the back between Kearney and Hastings. Hoping it settles down here. We'll try to fit something in for the second period, and hopefully everything settles. Well, the out-of-town scoreboard here presented by Midway. Think hassle-free. ThinkMidway.com. We got the out-of-town scoreboard here in the USHL. A lot of games going on around the league. Ken has picked first of the in a while, but they do get a win on the road in Ann Arbor. 2-1. Indiana on the road, also winning 3-1 over the Youngstown Phantoms. That is a final score. 3-1, Indiana defeats Youngstown. Sioux Falls has a 2-1 lead over the Muskegon Lumberjacks with just 2 minutes remaining in the third period in that one. Excuse me. Yeah, with just 2 minutes remaining in the third period. Sioux Falls leading Sioux City has a 3-0 lead on the Fargo Force. That game at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. 4-3 remaining in the area with the Musketeers. A 3-0 lead. Waterloo, 2 lead over Green Bay. That one in Waterloo, 7-0 in the second period. Right now, 1-0. Lance and didn't allow their first 5 games. Last night, Waterloo 4-2. And now they're losing 1 just after 1 in on the road. Fun fact about that, Omaha, they had 5 consecutive shutouts and goal runs. Had not allowed a goal in 5 games. He plays 1 game, allows 4 goals in the 6th game, and he's already trailing Jacob Johansson in St. Francis. Johansson has been that way with a 97.7% said runs coming in tonight with a 97.3 save percentage. Both goaltenders outstanding. The Storm will take on the Lancers for the first time next in Omaha. And finally, Team USA, the 18s. The 17s lost to Lincoln. The 18s are tied 1-1 in Dubuque after one period of play. By the way, in Dubuque, a nice they have tonight. In Dubuque, it's one-hit wonder night. And I like to get those one-hit wonder. They were talking about both on the TV screen or in the movies and on the radio, the hits. But a nice promotion there at the Mesquite Community Ice Center in Dubuque. They're tied 1-1 with Team USA. Tri-City Storm leading 1-0 right now. Central Hydraulic intermission report. And we're going to look to the Best Western Plus email inbox here tonight. And the Storm going up against Des Moines. We ask you to send your questions to bestwesternplus@gmail.com. Looking for some creative questions we can answer here on the broadcast. Anything you want to know about hockey, Storm hockey, anything about the team, you can continue to email us, bestwesternpluscoach@gmail.com. This question comes from Alice Courts, and Alice wants to know, besides goaltending, what's been the biggest difference maker for the Storm thus far through their first 5 games? Right now, the difference besides goaltending has obviously really been what the Storm's been getting. I think the other difference right now has been their penalty killing. The Storm are third in the USHL in penalty killing, and they've taken a lot of penalties. They're the number one penalized team in the USHL right now. Their penalty killing has been, they've been able to keep teams off the scoreboard and stay in games. And here tonight's a perfect example. The Storm take 2 penalties early on, give Des Moines power plays, but they haven't allowed Des Moines to capitalize. And I think the Storm did a great job on the penalty kill through the first 20 minutes. That's been a big strength. Assistant coach J.B. Bittner, in charge of the defense and penalty killing, and thus far, he has proved his worth here coming over from the ECHL with the South Carolina Stingrays to take over the penalty killing. And thus far, the Storm have done a good job when they have been shorthanded. Thanks for another question. We look forward to more questions. Best Western Plus Carney at gmail.com. Well, we'll take a quick break and come back for the beginning of the second period. Tri-City Storm leading 1-0 over Des Moines here in Kearney on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage! Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like,
streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time.
Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
How hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Tri-City Storm hockey continues now. The intermission's over. Back to the ice for the second period. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Second period here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm leading the Des Moines Buccaneers 1-0 here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. And we'll see what the second period has in store for us here. After the end of the first period, I didn't like the way this being lazy, turning the puck over. Really just not a Storm-like last 3 minutes of that period. It's Tri-City, first team back onto the ice. Here for the second, Storm and Buccaneers switching sides. Tri-City will go from left to right on your radio dial for the second period, or from Q to P if you're listening online on your mobile device. And Des Moines will go from right here for the city online or on your mobile device. Always can or by downloading the Breeze app. The app is available both in the iTunes Store or the Google Play Marketplace. Search the Breeze 945 and download the Breeze app. You can hear Storm Hockey all season streaming live. As Tri-City rolling down the Breeze for all games here this season. We're ready for the second period. Storm coming out with Lesperance, Boganski, as well as Lebowski, Delaney, and Lukowski. Johansson stays in net. The puck is dropped. Scrum four off the draw, won by the Buccaneers, and Des Moines has it. It's Couturier on the near side. Now move to neutral ice. And back to the Storm sticks as Delaney put one over to Glukowski. Now nice play by Poganski. Was in onside. And now it's taken by the Buccaneers. Back the other way, it's Daniel Elser. Elser with one move. Put it wide of the net. And Nong Lambert plays in the far side corner. He fell down. But it's picked up by Elser. Far side. Cockrell with a shot off the post. And the official says it's a goal. The official has said it went past Johansson. Thought it went off. And I didn't see it. The official saying it went into the back of the net. I should say I did see it. I thought it went straight off the post and out. So we'll get a replay here, but the officials are calling it a goal and saying the Des Moines Buccaneers have tied things up. Tough to see from the first angle that we got to see on the replay there. As I'm not sure if the camera picked it up from a good angle there, but either way, 30 seconds into the second period, it's Garrett Cockrell who scores the goal for Des Moines, his third goal of the season. And we've got a tie game, 1-1, and just a tough call there for the Storm. I didn't think it went in. It looked like it hit the post. But the official who was there says it went in. No video replay here at the Event Center. Video replay coming soon to the USHL. Some arenas are having it this season, but Viero Event Center not yet. As the Bucks have it in onside now. On the far side, a shot that's deflected over the net. Now on the near side, Hutchison hits his man, Dello with it. On the far side, Kerr. And all the way down, icing will be whistled on Tri-City. So not the way the Storm wanted to start off this second period. They allow a goal 30 seconds in to Garrett Cockrell. And now icing on Tri-City brings a faceoff back down into their own end to the right of Jacob Johansson. Well, Johansson hasn't allowed many goals. First goal that Des Moines has scored this season on the Storm as they were shut out in the first meeting. And now the Storm able to win the faceoff, gets out to neutral ice. Gomez in onside on the far side. Cross-ice pass to try to find Ryan McMurphy. It was deflected away. And Dello puts it back in the Des Moines end. And it's moved forward by the Buccaneers. Jenkins in onside. On the far side with a save made by Johansson. Jenkins, there's some pushing and shoving in front of the net. Jenkins left off the puck there to Godbout, who took the shot. And Johansson made the save. 18:27 remaining in the second period. Tri-City and Des Moines tied 1-1 here on the Breeze. Once again, the Des Moines goal from Cockrell, who was just kind of shooting from the right side of the zone, the right point. And he beats Johansson 30 seconds into the period. Now the Storm have possession off the draw. They cannot get it out of the zone. Rauhauser keeps it in, but now here's Chase Berger. He finds Cutler Martin. Martin at the top of the zone, out to neutral ice. Aldworth let it go for Berger. Berger in onside, and it's played to Wilkie. Wilkie in the near side corner. Lost the puck. Berger seals his man off, but Rauhauser has it for Des Moines and starts it for Tanner Cardia, backhand pass. Streaking is Drake. Drake's in onside. The defenseman tried to shut, and it's Storm. We're going to get whistled for a penalty here on the back check, as it was David Drake that was held up, and it's going to be a high-sticking call. Looked like a holding or a hooking penalty, but it's a high stick on Jalen Schultz, the defenseman for Tri-City. He goes to the box for 2 minutes. High sticking. So Tri-City is shorthanded for this third time tonight. Storm have killed off the first two Des Moines opportunities. Face off here to the right of Johansson in the Storm end to start the Des Moines power play. Won by Cockrell. Cockrell with a chance. Lost the puck to Couturier, though, and Des Moines keeps possession. Cockrell on the left point. Banks one down low. Nong Lambert in the near side. Up top for Cockrell on the near side point. Nice pass down low. A slow roller back in the one end of it. They just pick it up in their own zone. Couturier, highly regarded prospect. Buckers dumps it in deep. Behind the Storm deck, Lukowski wraps it forward. And now here's Ryan McMurphy. 2-1 for him. Lebowski from the right side, finding McMurphy, and it was deflected away by Couture. And McMurphy's hauled down, a penalty upcoming to Des Moines. Will be 4-on-4. Here now an injury. Nong Lambert very slow to get up here. Behind the net. And I think Nong Lambert's the one. He got tangled. Nong Lambert upset with the penalty call. That's 2 weeks is what he needs. I'm going to the box. So the penalty to Nong Lambert, the call was for hooking. So he, and that's a great opportunity. You know what? The Storm on the 2-1 day, penalty, and that's Ryan McMurphy and Lasky, those penalty kicks, doing everything right. And we're 4-on-4 for the next minute and 8 seconds. Here's Des Moines with the puck. And then the Storm will have an abbreviated power play for 45 seconds. Moyne had a chance there. They put it wide of the net and moved it into the Storm end. Rauhauser played it down low for Grossone. Back to Rauhauser. Cross up. Shot from Schuneman went wide. Rebound. Chance in front for Des Moines. Away by Lesperance. Cross ice pass for Gomez. Didn't catch up to it. Back on the six. Rauhauser played it forward. Couldn't get it out of the zone, though. As Gomez chips it deep. 32 seconds left in 4-on-4. for an abbreviated Cheyenne City Storm Century 21 power play. Grosso tied up by L'Esperance. L'Esperance trying to take the puck into the corner. He couldn't. And now it's back to the Buccaneer sticks. Boyne dumps it into the Storm end. Johansson out of the net. The time that the Storm have a power play for. Final seconds of the penalty to Schultz as Gomez has it through neutral ice. And onside, takes a hit, dumps it to the near side. Full strength power play. Johansson on his net, played it for Gukowski dangerously. Jenkins was all over him, but now the Storm have possession with room to skate. Twice, past the red line. In offside, Lebowski step ahead of the play. So a tough offside. There's Bird, a lot of speed and a lot of rope. And Lebowski on the side, just too far. 20 seconds remains in the non-amber penalty for hooking. 15:30 left in the second period, a 1-1 game in Viero Edson. Storm takes off in Glukowski. Goodberger on the right side, holding Ross ice pass. Wilkie with a shot saved, made by Ruff. Wilkie with a shot the pass from Lebowski. Storm still with 17 seconds remaining in the Twin Tower. 15:20 remaining in the second period, a 1-1 game. In the Buccaneer, the right of Ruck, who made the save on Wilkie, off for Chai City. Face off won by the Storm. Wilkie's got it at the point with a shot wide. Lebowski on a bouncing puck in the near side corner. Lebowski up top for Glukowski. Final second of the power play. Glukowski put a shot. Gansky's got it on the rebound. Gansky top. Nice job by Delaney. Couldn't keep the zone, but back to the red line to deter the Buccaneers from going for the run pass. Coming out of the box. It's a play by Delaney. Saves the chance for Des Moines. Comes the Buccaneers now as Ryan Gault chips it into the Tri-City end. Johansson around the phone. Has to scramble back to his net as Des Moines has it. Buccaneers throw it wide of the net. Another chance was deflected wide at Tri-City. Godbout had that opportunity. And now it's out of the Storm end. Racing back for the turn. Ruck is the first player there. The goaltender to the far side. Cockerell gets it taken away by the Storm forward here. And that lesson with a nice play, but he turned over now. Buccaneers on side. Jenkins trying to get to the center, taken away by Tri-City. Martin chips it forward. And this off the ice was deflected back in deep by Des Moines. So Martin has it. 14 minutes left. Middle frame. A 1-1 game here at the Viero Event Center. Olsen worked on the wall. Finds Chase McMurphy on the far side. Ups with a shot wide. Rebound Olsen. Olsen throws one at the net. Saved by Ruck. Nice bad angle shot there from Olsen. Still saw his man in the ice, but here comes a one-on-one for the Bucks. Defensive play by Schultz, who's going to need to take that one away. Buccaneers with a chance up top, keeping in the zone. As they fire it back in, had a tag up. And now a turnover and a score. A deflection, and Des Moines cashes in. Nong Lambert with a wide-open net. Schultz was men back to get to flex off the official's state right to Des Moines, and it was a 2-on-0 in front of Johansson. 2-1, Des Moines leads, and what bad luck for Tri-City. Nice to see a replay of that one here, as it looked like Schultz in the near side corner. Looks like he deflected one off the official, and it was an easy tap-in for the ball. Tough bounce for Tri-City. You're going to keep working for it. Now we get a stoppage for offside on Des Moines. 13-11 in the second period, and things turn for the worst. They've allowed two consecutive goals, most recently just a deflating goal. When you allow one like that, it's Nong Lambert who gets credit for it. For him, his first goal of the season. He had two assists coming into the game. Here comes Des Moines with Zolmanis on the right circle. Trying to throw him in front of the body. Back to Sherman with a shot that's deflected wide of the net. Rebound. Played in the net for Des Moines. Up here buzzing here now. 2-1 lead. But it's taken away by Hutchison. Gets it out of the zone. And in neutral ice, Gomez comes in onside. Gomez to the center is blocked with a half block. Now Gomez gets it back. Gomez in the circle with a shot save made by Ruck. Rebound. Over. And the Bucks have it. It's Zolmanis who chips it deep into the Storm end and goes off on the line chain. 12-20 remaining in the second. 2-1 lead for Des Moines. So, deflection. Des Moines trying to pick up possession. Chip deep there by Hutchison. Lesnick gets it back on his way to the bench. And the Bucks clear it off. Deep missing the whistle. Here on Des Moines. So the Storm with an offensive zone faceoff here. 12:02 remains in the second period. Bucks first 8 minutes have two goals. First, Eric Conqueror on assist. 30 seconds in the period. Willem Nybert, zone play by Tri-City now. Face off, Wilkie with a turnaround shot. Berger with a turnaround shot that went wide. First shot, save was made by Ruff. Second shot, Berger had a turnaround opportunity. It went wide. And then we get a stoppage here. 1 minute, 2-1 of Tri-City. Game, Austin Polganski scored on the power play from Nolan Glukowski and Dan Lebowski at 39. In the first period, that was the only goal. In the second period, we've had two. Both. Garrett Cochran on his 30 seconds in. And just a shot that Johansson didn't see. It off the crossbar and in. And then Willem Nylander at 35 found the open puck off an official skate. It was a 2-on-0 for the Bucks. And they finished that one off for a goal. 2-1 lead. Shots on goal now in favor of Tri-City. 12-10 unofficially. Johansson only making 8 saves on 10 shots. Hurt his save percentage a bit, but overall means the Storm are doing a better job. Last week they let up 56 shots to the Waterloo. And so here tonight, a better start defensively. But they trend themselves one by Tri-City. Martin with a shot that's made, a save made with the blocker by Ruck. Reed loose. Berger has for it. The Bucks have possession here on the near side. They move it. Godbout. Now for ahead in neutral ice, excuse me, and Martin able to seal off Godbout. But now it's taken by Jenkins and now chipped away. Here's Aldworth. Thomas Aldworth with speed past the red line, moving in, goes to get it in the corner, all goes down, lost the puck, Jenkins backhands one into neutral ice. Buccaneers with an opportunity, Godbout with a shot, wrist shot that went wide of the net, rebound caromed out of the zone, and Cockrell slides it forward. Here come the Bucks, a 3-on-2, Jenkins with a shot, save, rebound, four. Ryan Gault with the a 3-on-2 opportunity for Des Moines. They throw a puck to Johansson. He left the rebound. Ryan Gault there to clean it up. And gets the goal for Des Moines. Ryan Gault on the goal for Des Moines. And the assist to Jenkins, who took the initial shot after the Des Moines team had a 3-on-2 and we will see a timeout by Coach Josh Hattie. This team has allowed 3 goals in the first half of the second period. This team as Johansson and defense have been very good all season for the first 5 games. Howji trying to calm things down. This is not last week when the Storm lost to Sioux City. In the postgame, Josh admitted that he felt like he should have used his timeout earlier in the game before it got out of hand, especially for rookie goaltender Hayden Levine. But Howji kept his timeout and his hope come not, and they fell 6-1. Down 3-1, game's far from over, and Howji elects to use his timeout here with 11 remaining in the second period. So 2 easy goals for the Bucks. after a fluke bounce 30 seconds into the period. And Des Moines has a 3-1 lead as we restart. Storm, dump it in. Lebowski got a piece of that one. And now Des Moines wraps it around the near side. Tanner Carty takes a hit from L'Esperance. It's moved back into the Storm net. Up by in the near side corner. It's worked on the near side wall now. But for L'Esperance, the stick was lifted, but he kicked it forward. Nice play by L'Esperance. He flips it in deep. Lebowski skating forward on the back wall. Left it. The shot was blocked in front by Schuneman, and now it's taken by the Buccaneers the other way. Gilhooly, red line. Deep Johnson leaving it there for Delaney. Delaney gets shoved on the back wall, but now it's a battle and plays it forward for Lebowski. 10-18 remaining in the set. Gary Lebowski gets to the red line. We'll go for a change after dipping Des Moines in, and now the Bucs come over it. Buccaneers with a pass to Daniel Elser. And he is in offside. Stopping 10:05 remaining here in the second period. And Carney, 1-0 lead after one. Now trail 3-1. Reek, save Buccaneers goals in the second. They saw slices one. And Rauhauser flips one into the Storm end in the side corner. He over to get it. Delaney, for man, couldn't control it. Turnaround shot saved by Johnson from the far side. And now it's Lukowski on the rebound. Finds McMurphy, Chase Murphy. For Ross Olsen, fired it in, going in. Murphy with space. Left it for Delaney at the left point. Delaney puts one in deep. Drew Mayer to the center, deflection. That's a Chase McMurphy, but it deflected away. And now Elser beats Delaney. Side centering pass, pucks loose. Johansson's got it in the crease. Jacob Johansson with a lot of bodies in front of his net. Stops that one and holds on. 9:23 remaining in the second period. Buccaneers with a 3-1 lead over the Tri-City right here on the breeze. 94.5. Face will be in the CN. To the right of Johansson. One by Tri-City. Gomez in the near side corner. Lost an end down. Got to play to Ryan McMurphy. And now down low, Jalen Schultz. Back to Ryan McMurphy. Ahead to Gomez. Banks one to neutralize. Passing puck, Hutchison. Going to get it deep. Hutchison taking penalty coming. 10-hour play opportunity. It's a building call. The Storm back on the power play for the second full power play of the night. Every day is a Sunday at Century 21 Midlands and Kearney. You are time agent to serve needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the new details necessary to close, either with the money in your hand or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 at 308-234-5550. 9:01 remaining in the second. Big opportunity for Tri-City here on the power play. Faceoff was won by Des Moines. They couldn't clear. But second attempt after Glukowski gloved it down at the line. All the way. Wilkie is in for Glukowski. And it started forward. Back to Wilkie in neutral ice. And he tried to chip it in deep. It took a weird bounce over to Lebowski. He put one down low to Chase Berger. Berger on the far side. Over to Poganski, got sealed off. And around the boards and out. From Des Moines, goes in the far side corner. Johansson sticks it down, moves it forward. Des Moines with some shorthanded forecheck. Got a turnover for a second, but now back to Lebowski and Tri-City. Lukowski on the far side. Wilkie streaking through. Cross-ice pass. Lebowski brings it onside. Lebowski holding. Lebowski with some space. And got it chipped away from him, and all the way down the ice it goes. 1 minute gone by, 1 minute remaining in the man advantage. Couturier in the box for holding for Des Moines. Storm changed the line. They go with L'Esperance here. Martin is on. Aldworth, as well as Ross Olsen, getting on the second power play unit here. Kukowski in the neutral zone. Stormer in offside. Olsen ahead of the play. As Aldworth tried to bring it in. Josh Howgie mentioned this week on Stormcast. Ross Olsen would get some power play time. Storm going to try to get in position in front of the net, set up some screens, allow the rest of the forwards to take some shots. That time, Olsen was a step ahead of the play and offside. Storm in the faceoff here with 35 seconds remaining in the man advantage. And it's deflected up to the top of the zone. Martin has it to Aldworth. In onside, Aldworth, a far side, puts one down low. Olsen trying to win the battle there against Rauhauser. Olsen steps in to take it. Back to L'Espérance. L'Espérance on the far side wall. Up top, Kerr takes on a shot over to Martin. 15 seconds left in the power play. Martin takes a shot. Looked like it was blocked in front, but then it was cleared into the Storm bench by Des Moines. So a mistake by the Buccaneers allows the faceoff to be back in the Des Moines zone. 10 seconds left in the Couturier holding penalty. Faceoff here for Tri-City with a man advantage. 7-11 remaining in the second period. Martin off the faceoff took a shot, left pad save by Ruck, and the rebound's cleared out of the zone. So, final seconds ticking off. We're back at even strength with 7 minutes to go in the second period. Storm trailing 3-1 to Des Moines. Buccaneers with it now in neutral ice. They move it onside. Storm broke up that play. A penalty upcoming on Tri-City. Storm will go shorthanded here after they can touch up. Jenkins with it. Up top, Rauhauser takes a shot. Deflected to the near side. Bucks with the extra attacker now. Goaltender off. Another shot deflected just wide of the net. Grasso threw it in front. And now touched up by Tri-City. 6:33 remaining in the second period. And a nightmare of a second continues for Tri-City. Came in with a 1-0 lead. They now trail 3-1. And they're headed on the GNC penalty kill. Aldworth to the box. He'll serve this penalty for Tri-City. The Storm on the night are 3-for-3 on the penalty kill. Quick shot by Johansson and all the way down it goes by Lebowski. Storm a 3-for-3 penalty kill here, but keep giving the box chances. They might just convert on you. Buccaneers coming into tonight here on the power play. 20.8%, fifth in the league, but again, the Storm cleared all the way down here on the penalty kill. 30 seconds gone by in the GNC penalty kill. Ball with it behind their own net now, starting forward. Far side. Elser has it now, overskated it on the near side. And Nong Lambert fires it in. Johansson out of the net to Gukowski. Nice play there to Schultz, and he fires it all the way down. Nice work by the defense there with Johansson to get space to clear. Now it's back into the zone, and Schultz found himself out of position there. Had to hustle back to get in there and stop this one. Grasso's got it behind the net. Chance in front, deflected away by Schultz. Now up top, Couturier lost that. He banks it back in deep, but Des Moines has to tag up, and Jalen Schultz with plenty of time to clear. Slaps it all the way down once again. 43 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. Aldworth in the box for Tri-City. 5:10 left in the middle period. Schuneman ahead for Rauhauser. Overskated it, lost it, and the Storm clear. Nice job there by Dello. Out of his net, Ruck with some pressure from Gomez. Gomez took it away. Centering pass, Pogansky couldn't get a shot off. Stick checked away by Schuneman. And here's Des Moines now with a rush in onside. Cutler Martin back to get it. Played it up the wall and out of the zone. 8 seconds left in the man advantage. Buccaneers tag up. Here comes Galt. Cutler Martin sticked it away. A shot went wide. Roundhouse. Rebound. Strength. Chance in front. Pogansky tied his man up. Here's a shot. Save or blocked in front. And now Pogansky out of the zone for Aldworth. Aldworth behind the red line finds Dello. Dello back to Aldworth in onside. Aldworth took a hit. It's moved in deep by Pogansky. 4 minutes left in the second period. Storm trailing 3-1. Aldworth turns it over at the top of the zone. And a big hit by Kevin Kerr. Lining his man up. Here comes Aldworth to the center. Shot save made by Ruck. Ruck made the save on Drew Mayer. Mayer was the man in front for the Storm. And maybe the best opportunity Drew Mayer's had all season here. Six games into his Storm career. And a nice job by Tri-City in a broken play through the neutral zone to get a great shot off like that. Still trailing 3-1, but now they have an offensive zone faceoff coming up in the Des Moines end. Media timeout here at the Viero Event Center. Shots on goal. Storm still leading 17-13 in shots on net. However, they trail 3-1. Goals in the third, in the second period, excuse me, as we are still in the second. Goals for Des Moines in the second. Garrett Cockrell, Willem Nong-Lambert, and Ryan Galt. 3:55 remaining in the second. The score late in the period, it made it a one-goal game headed to the third. It'd be huge. Mayer back out there for the faceoff now for Tri-City against Zolmana. Bucks around the near side. Kerr cannot keep it in. And it's out to neutral ice and back to the Storm end. Glukowski almost turned it over, but now Olsen has it. Nice pass to Mayer, but he couldn't handle it. It was right on his tape on the far side, and Mayer puts it in deep. Going back to the Buccaneers. And now it's moved back to the Rannies, playing give and go here with his defenseman, Corey Schuneman. Schuneman takes a hit. Olsen picks up the puck. Olsen with a chance here up top for Kevin Kerr. It's a shot from Glukowski. Save made by Ruck. Couple players in front there. McMurphy, Olsen, and Drew Mayer. Some big bodies. Now Mayer brings it back in onside. Mayer to the center, trying to get a power move there, and he's held up. A penalty upcoming. Drew Mayer and Willem Nong-Lambert with some words after the play. Nong-Lambert just drops his stick in neutral ice and skates over to the box. 3:05 remaining in the second. The Storm back on the Century 21 power play. Storm 1-for-3 with a man advantage. They'll get their fourth opportunity right here. And the work by the Storm, the power move to the center, draws the penalty. Now they're on a man advantage. Storm in the faceoff. Wilkie with it. Over to Glukowski at the right point. Takes a shot, went wide of the net. Rebound, Lebowski. Trying to leave it for Berger. Lebowski tied up in the corner. Wrapped around the boards on the far side. Wilkie keeps it in on our side now. And Poganski knocked the stick out of a Buccaneer's hand, but lost the puck, and it goes all the way down the Storm end. Wilkie takes a hit, leaving the puck there for Glukowski. Turnover to Des Moines, and a shot comes in on Johansson. He's got to make a save with the glove. Stops play with 2:36 left in the second period. 1:32 left in the Willem Nong-Lambert penalty. Nong-Lambert with an active second period. He's got a goal. And he's got two penalties here in this second period. Storm with the second power play unit now. L'Esperance with Olsen as well as Aldworth. Faceoff won by Des Moines, but out of the Storm end, Des Moines will be intent to kill some clock in their own zone. And they fire it down the ice. 1:20 remaining in the man advantage for Tri-City. Kevin Kerr with it on the near side. Storm down 3-1 right now on the power play. Olsen in onside. Olsen to the net. Cockrell on him. Goes behind the net. Now on the near side. Finds Cutler Martin. Martin over to Kerr. Back. Martin. The shot went over the net. Rebound though. L'Esperance with it. Joel L'Esperance over to Aldworth. Back to L'Esperance on the far side. L'Esperance to the top. Down low to Aldworth. Lost the puck. Okay, and it's cleared by Des Moines. Aldworth just coughed up the puck there, and Tri-City will regroup. 45 seconds left in the man advantage as it's played forward. Aldworth's got it now. Aldworth, the far side, lost the puck again. Carty clears it on a second attempt. 32 seconds left in the man advantage. 1:35 left in the second period. Tri-City trailing 3-1. Kevin Kerr ahead for L'Esperance. Nice pass to Berger, but he didn't see it. Berger did a pass right in his skates. L'Esperance surprised him, and it was a nice pass, but it's cleared all the way down once again. Kevin Kerr makes one move. Final rush here for the Storm. In onside with Lebowski back on the ice. Lebowski with a shot and a save made. He couldn't get, a block. Rauhauser had the block. Lebowski couldn't get it through Rauhauser. Now with a man out of the box, Phillips. The penalty is over, and Des Moines with an opportunity. Elser lost the puck, and Lukowski played on the far side, turn it over to Zolmanis. So the center went to Poganski, and Poganski rushes it up the ice, in onside, threw one towards the net, and the play is stopped by Ruck as the puck just rolled in on Ruck. And stoppage of play with 3 seconds remaining in the second period. 3-1, Des Moines in the lead. Storm have held the Bucks scoreless on the power play. Tri-City with their only goal on the power play, 1-4 overall. He's on now to the left. Ruck, Ryan McMurphy, long for Tri-City. Cockrell with it. Now Couturier. Saw some forecheck pressure from Gomez, but moved to Elser. Elser can't get it out of the zone just yet. More forechecking pressure. Finally out for Jalen Schultz. Under 30 seconds left in the second period. Mayer ahead now for Gomez, who wraps it in to the near side. Mayer tried to get to it. It was banked ahead for who banks one to neutralize. Lukowski hand passed it. Wasn't called. Over to Gomez. Now it's kicked into the zone by Glukowski. Mayer couldn't retrieve it. 5 seconds left in the period. Des Moines banks it out to neutral ice. We're done with 40 minutes. The Buccaneers turn the tide here in the second period. They were trailing 1-0 after the first, but score 3 in the second. And after the whistle, Mayer, a couple words to say to a few Des Moines players here. Trail 3-1 with just 20 minutes remaining in this one. Take a break. Recap the first two periods in a moment. Like an emission report. Here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow-top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
For the power play.
But coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to die.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years, hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles. Donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or DaylightBakeShop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts. Something to crow about.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center. Jared Sheffrin for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Des Moines with a 3-1 lead on the Tri-City Storm after two periods of play. Central Hydraulic Equipment Company of Kearney providing you with hydraulic service and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Once again, a 3-1 game. Des Moines scores three unanswered goals. Second period, and now leads 3-1. The Storm outshot the Bucks 9-7 in that period. So it gives you a sense of it wasn't really a one-sided period. It almost just was a period where the Storm didn't get chances, and the Des Moines team got a couple lucky bounces. You get a puck that deflects in off. You get a puck went in off a crossbar where Johansson didn't see it. You get another puck that is turned over and just a chance in front, and those are your three goals. Storm outshoot Des Moines in that period, but the Bucks got all three goals. Garrett Cockrell unassisted 30 seconds into the period. Willem Nong-Lambert unassisted at 6:35. Actually, assists need to be added to those. They haven't added the assists yet. Ryan Gault from Jack Jenkins at 8:57. So a 3-1 lead for Des Moines. And a couple penalties in that period. Storm have held Des Moines scoreless when they've been shorthanded with the penalties. Bucks are 0-4 with a man advantage. Storm are 1-4, their only goal. Austin Poganski, a power play strike from Nolan Glukowski and Dan Lebosky early on. Jacob Johansson, 10 saves on 13 shots. Ryan Ruck holding it down for Des Moines here, 18 saves on 19 shots. And the Storm in the third period going to have to capitalize opportunities, and they're going to have to dominate the play a little bit more. And they're going to have to look to shoot the puck. I think the Storm have played well. They've controlled play to a point, but they're going to have to shoot the puck in third period because they cannot get back in this game without shooting the puck and getting some goals. They're down 2-2. That's Stadler Implement. Stadler Implement, Farming East in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report and come back with your out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always. Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm trailing 3-1 to the Des Moines Buccaneers here at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. First of two home games at the Viero Event Center this weekend. A big one for the Storm tomorrow night as they come back to the Viero Event Center to face the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders, who are in attendance tonight. The Rough Riders getting into town a day early, checking out a Storm game as they're staying here overnight before the game tomorrow. Saturday night, the game starts 7.05 p.m. and a big night here at the Viero Event Center because it is Duck Dynasty night. The Storm will welcome in Mountain Man of the Duck Dynasty reality show on A&E, very highly popular show. Mountain Man will be here tomorrow signing autographs. He will also be taking photos with fans before the game. He will be interacting with the crowd a little bit, and a great event. Here at the Viero Event Center, expect a crowded house tomorrow night for Mountain Man. Get your tickets at the Viero Event Center box office or by calling the Viero Event Center box office or stopping by the arena here. Either way, you can pick up tickets. Mountain Man, tomorrow night, Duck Dynasty night. Wear your camo, bring your beards, whatever you got to represent the Duck Dynasty Nation. Which is very jubilant here in Kearney as they will have a representative coming in. He flew in tonight. Mountain Man is here safely here in Kearney, and he is ready to make his appearance tomorrow night, meet and greet fans. 7:05 start. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Storm against the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders for the first time this season. Right now, Tri-City trailing the Des Moines 3-1 here at the Viero Event Center, and been a bit of a tough go of it for Tri-City in that middle period. We'll get you an out-of-town scoreboard update here presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Final in a shootout tonight in Ann Arbor. Lincoln picks up their first win of the season over Team USA. A 2-1 final in a shootout. Indiana defeats Youngstown 3-1. That game at the Covelli Center in Youngstown. Sioux Falls, another win in the books, this time in Muskegon. And a big win for the Stampede, a 2-1 victory defeating Muskegon. Sioux City has opened it up against Fargo, 5-0 the score. Tyson in Sioux City, Musketeers leading the Fargo Force, 5-0. Waterloo on top of Green Bay, 3-2 in the third period. 6 minutes left in that game. The Blackhawks trying to hang on and sweep a weekend where they hosted Omaha and Green Bay. Tough weekend for the Blackhawks. They look like one of the teams to beat in the Western Conference, defeating the Storm in a shootout here on Saturday. Team USA and Dubuque are tied 2-2. I think that's the 18-year-old Team USA, 18 and under team in Dubuque, tied 2-2 at the Mystique Ice Center. And Chicago has a 3-1 lead on the Omaha Lancers for the second period. At home tonight in Bensonville, Illinois, on top of the Lancers, 3-1. That's your added scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto. Now we get a chance to remind you about our Valentino's Tuesday trivia on the Tri-City Storm Facebook page. You can try to guess the question correctly each day, presented by Valentino's. They will play free buffet. So the Valentino's buffet here in Kearney. They'll give away one free each week. We do the Valentino's Tuesday trivia competition. Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery. We've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads. Valentino's has what you like. Head to Valentino's in Kearney and. Once again, Tuesday trivia on the Tri-City Storm's official Facebook page. And we've had some great success so far, giving away a buffet each week that the Storm are home. Next week, the Storm will travel to Lincoln and Omaha to face the Lincoln Stars for the second time this season and the Omaha Lancers for the first time. That will be Duck Dynasty night. Special guest Mountain Man tomorrow night, 7:05 p.m. puck drop. At the Viero Event Center, shooting between the Storm and the Cedar Rapids Riders. Well, we're through periods of play. Tri-City trails 3-1. They are going to need something special here in the third period, trying to get back into this one. The Storm have not scored many goals this season, and goals have been hard to come by. Can't beat around the bush on that one. Just one so far through the first two periods here tonight. They're going to need some big-time offensive output in the third if they're going to get back in this one. We'll take a break and come back with all the action in the third period right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
If I could mentally evaluate Buffalo Chicken Strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. Then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes, they're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new Buffalo Chicken Strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bridge, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Hey Storm hockey fans, winter is just around the corner and now's the time to get your vehicle winter ready at Big O Tires, where you'll find great deals on all season and winter traction snow tires. And at Big O, we sell more than just tires. You'll save on oil changes, brake service, alignments, struts, radiator and transmission flushes, plus wiper blades, batteries, and more. So make sure your vehicle is ready to tackle harsh Nebraska winter. Stop by Big O Tires today for the best deals on tires and auto service. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
We're back and ready for the third period of play here at the Viero Events Center. Before we get there, I want to send out some congratulations to a few former Tri-City Storm players in action tonight for their respected colleges. Michael Vecchione with his first collegiate goal tonight for Union, a goal and an assist. Unfortunately, the Union Dutchman lost in overtime 6-5. Also, another Tri-City Storm alum, Torin Snydman, with his first goal for the Northeastern Huskies in a Huskies victory tonight, defeating the Holy Cross Crusaders by a final score of 3-1 for Northeastern. A couple other players for the Huskies scoring. A Lincoln Star alum, Kevin Waugh, gets his fourth goal of the season in his first three games. Waugh having another great start to his season. And we want to wish good luck to former Storm assistant coach George McCulkey, who's in the lineup tonight for Air Force. And they have a 3-1 lead on Penn State. And Penn State, of course, has Kenny Brooks, the three-year Storm veteran. Brooks in the lineup tonight. Two shots on goal through the first period and a half for the Penn State Nittany Lions. A lot of Storm players, former players in action tonight around the collegiate ranks, and those just a couple guys that we can mention who had good nights. Storm, you know what? Real quick, while we have a second before the period, we'll see how former Storm captain Brian Ward did, and Brian Ward scores a goal tonight as well. Ward picked up an equalizer for the St. Lawrence team, and really, Ward right now has scored 3 goals already for St. Lawrence. Been a big factor as a sophomore for St. Lawrence. Last year was the captain of this Tri-City Storm team. Storm Buccaneers back on the ice for the third period. They switch sides. Storm will go from right to left on your radio dial. Des Moines Buccaneers from left to right. Final period here in Kearney. The score is 3-1 Buccaneers. They scored all 3 of their goals in the second period. Tri-City's first goal came on the power play from Austin Poganski. Couple changes on the goals. Willem Nong-Lambert actually credited with 2. And we have a fight off the faceoff. It's Cockerill and Mayer. Cockerill's helmet off right away. And Mayer pinned down by Cockerill. So the fight gets cut short as Cockerill pinned Mayer to the ground right off the faceoff for the third period. Mayer, Cockerill doing battle. 3 seconds in, both drop the gloves. Cockerill's been known to do that, as has Drew Mayer, played last year in the NAHL for the Texas Tornado, a league that has a lot of fighting. We see a replay of the fight. Mayer got a couple good shots in with the right hand before he was pinned down by Cockerill. So we'll get another faceoff at center ice, and we'll start play here in the third period. Quick fight to get the teams going. And now a big hit by Ross Olsen in neutral ice. Takes down Zolmanis. But Des Moines with the puck. Buccaneers through neutral ice. Pass was too far ahead of their men. And now Glukowski fell down. And we have an upcoming penalty here on Tri-City and a goal. A score for the Buccaneers right away. And it's a goal for the Buccaneers. What a deflating start to the period. Daniel Elser got the goal. Elser, number 8 with the goal, came on the far side. There's a delayed call. Now, I don't know where the penalty was. Glukowski had fallen down in his own end. And I don't know who they're calling the penalty on. So there's some confusion here. Elser, no doubt, that puck by Johansson and into the net. Lukowski's discussing things with the officials here. Johansson is arguing. Officials getting an explanation to Howji. Howji's not happy with the explanation. 3-1 the score to start the period. Howji's very upset now. And Howji has been assessed a penalty. And I'd like to see the replay here. They're going to show it to us on the screens. As the Bucks, I don't know. It looked like maybe the official had blown the whistle. And that's maybe the official had blown the whistle and Johansson maybe stopped playing. Bench Meyer given to Josh Howji. Game ejection to Josh Howji. So Howji has been ejected for arguing. And this is a little awkward at the Vieira Event Center because Howji's ejected and then he has to make the walk of shame as he has to go out onto the ice and walk off the ice. Wilkie will serve the bench minor. And the last time Josh Howji was ejected from a game, it was against these Des Moines Buccaneers in the preseason. Josh joined us on the broadcast, which was a fast hockey broadcast. That one not on the breeze. And now Howji will walk off. And so I guess, I'm not sure what the explanation that Howji got. I don't know what the Storm. And so really what is upsetting here is, and I don't understand this, there is a delayed call coming to somebody on the Storm. And I guess the official blew the whistle. The Storm stopped playing. Elser scores. The goal will count for Elser. And now the Storm are killing a penalty because of the Howji ejection. It's a 2-minute bench minor and a game ejection. So we might see a suspension for Josh Howji resulting from that. And now it's 4-1, and all of a sudden the Bucks with a 3-goal lead here. Schultz with a big hit on a Des Moines player on the far side. It was Elser who just scored that goal. Elser's okay. Now here comes Lebowski trying to pass across the ice. It was deflected down. And now Nong Lambert has it for Des Moines. We're just a minute into the third period, but we have seen all kinds of action. Another big hit by Jalen Schultz on Nong Lambert. And now up to the top of the zone. Buccaneers have it. Here's a shot from Schuneman that's deflected wide. And Lebowski can't get it out of the zone. And now a stoppage and a penalty. Penalty on the Buccaneers. So we'll see 4-on-4 action for another minute and 8 seconds. And we are only a minute 20 into the third period, but we have had an eventful third frame already. We saw a fight right off the opening faceoff between Drew Mayer and Garrett Cockrell. We then saw a goal on a delayed penalty for Des Moines by Daniel Elser. The Storm seemed to have stopped playing, and Jacob Johansson seemed to have heard a whistle blow. Nong Lambert is going to the box here for Des Moines. For the third time tonight. He also has 2 goals in the contest, so he's a guy we've talked about a lot. But Josh Howji, in arguing the goal, gets tossed from the game, so he's done for the night. Now we have a 4-on-4. The Storm trail 4-1. They win the faceoff. Dello with a shot. It was blocked in front. Dello, another shot. He fanned on it. And now here comes Des Moines with a 2-on-1. Dello trying to race back into the play. Open man. A shot save made by Johansson. And a penalty upcoming. Another penalty to the Storm. This game reminds me way too much of the two teams that met in the preseason back in September. After the Fall Classic, Dello, by the way, goes for slashing. After the Fall Classic, the Storm and Des Moines met up, and they combined for over 200 penalty minutes. There were 7 fights in the game, including a line brawl. There were 6 players suspended. Now we get a Des Moines timeout because the Buccaneers smell blood. They got a 4-on-3 for the next 51 seconds, and if they can score, they will be way ahead of the Storm. It's already 4-1. So back to that preseason game. We saw 7 fights. We saw over 200 minutes of penalties. And we saw a crazy game, but the Bucks blew out the Storm. I believe they won 7-1 or 7-0. It was a preseason game. Josh Howji ejected in that game. And that's the only time I've ever seen him get ejected. Last year in Youngstown, Howji was assessed a game misconduct penalty for arguing with the officials, but that was after the game had ended. He wanted to get his last word in. So J.B. Bittner is the active head coach now. As Bittner draws up a play for the penalty kill, it's a 4-on-3 for Des Moines. Safe to say, we've had an eventful first 2 minutes of the third period. 4-on-3 off the faceoff, the Bucks win it. Carty makes the play up top to the right point, and Couturier has it. Couturier makes the pass, gets it back. Now makes another pass over to the far side. Couturier with a shot, and he scores. Josh Couturier puts Des Moines ahead 5-1. And Couturier with his second goal of the season. Ruslan Rakhmatov gets the first assist. 5-1 score. Out of the box skates Chris Wilkie. If you won't credit that goal to Josh Howji, it was on the bench minor. That's what Wilkie was serving. Now there's a 4-on-4 for another minute and 28 seconds off the faceoff here. Storm trailing 5-1 now. Des Moines in control, and I think it's safe to say this game has gotten out of hand. Buccaneers with possession now behind their own net in a 4-on-4 opportunity here. Still 18 minutes remaining. in this game as now they get another shot. This is the net. Now a shot that's saved by Johansson. Now Lebowski will bring it forward. Deflects off of Drake. Polganski brings it in. Polganski on the near side. Try to throw to the center for Lebowski. Lebowski now on the far side. Ahead for Cutler Martin. Martin at the point. Gave it over to Kevin Kerr. 4-on-4 here as Kerr was sealed off. And now it's picked up by David Drake. Drake tried to clear, but he chipped it away to Lebowski. And now it goes out of the zone. Grasso able to get back possession for Des Moines. Storm change a few players. Buccaneers have it on the far side. Taken away by Kevin Kerr. He puts it in deep. 25 seconds left in the 4-on-4. Gomez puts a hit on his man. Bucks in control of the puck. Out to neutral ice now for Tanner Carty. Puts it into the Storm end. Gulkowski kicked the puck and got it to Wilkie. Chris Wilkie in onside. Wilkie in onside and on the far side corner chipped it forward for Gomez into the near side now. Gomez up top to Delaney with a shot save made by the goaltender Ruck. We got a power play now for Des Moines as their man comes out of the box. 10 seconds remaining in the power play. Abbreviated, obviously, here after 4-on-4. Turn over to Gulkowski, and he clears it all the way down. So now we're back at even strength. 16-20 remaining in the third period. A 5-1 lead for the Des Moines Buccaneers. Bucks in control of this game and of the puck behind their own net. So it's moved forward now by Durantes. Carty takes a big hit by Martin. And Martin will go to the box for a penalty. Neutral zone open ice hit. And Martin lowered the shoulder on him, no doubt about it. Carty okay. Looks like a head contact call. So Des Moines back on the power play. Another penalty to Tri-City. Storm had the most penalty minutes per game in the league coming in, and I think they'll stay atop those leaders after tonight. Two fights, and Des Moines has already had 7 power plays. Here's Ryan McMurphy with a chance for a shorthanded rush, but it lost it to Couturier. And these are just undisciplined penalties here for Tri-City. Buccaneers move it in the zone. Rakhmatov throws it around to the far side, where it's played on the far side point. Now Des Moines down low. Chance in front, deflected out of the zone. 1:30 remaining in the Cutler Martin 2-minute minor. Either elbowing or head contact. I didn't think Martin got him with an elbow. They call elbowing. Now Nong Lambert lost it at the top of the zone, and Hutchison sprints over to take it back, but couldn't get control of it. And now a turnover. Here's Berger. Chase Berger trying to make something happen. Shoots it in on Ruck, and the save is made. 1:07 remaining in the Cutler-Martin penalty. Storm on the GNC penalty kill. 15:11 remaining in the game. 5-1 the score. Buccaneers ahead. Berger and Gault on the faceoff. Gault able to win it. And Des Moines with possession here on the power play for another minute. Through neutral ice, Gault tipped it in, but Kevin Kerr got it out of the zone. Fanned on it, though, and Buccaneers have it. Gault back in onside. Save made Johansson. Rebound was loose. Picked up by Hutchison. Got it up top. Schuneman kept it in. Puts it on the goal line now. Centering pass. Hutchison got it away from Gault, and Dello cleared it. 35 seconds remain. Here in the Des Moines power play, Storm trailing by 4 goals. A 5-1 Des Moines lead with 14:30 left to go in the game. Grasso in offside. 24 seconds remain in the Cutler-Martin penalty. Mayer and his fighting partner Cockrell out of the box. Buccaneers have scored 2 goals since those two fought. And now the faceoff won by Des Moines. They have it in neutral ice. As Drake plays it on the far side for Carty, who backhands it in. Johansson out of the net. Plays it to the far side. Gulkowski throws it all the way down the ice. Final seconds of the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. 14 minutes remaining in the game. Storm need to score four to get back in this one. Buccaneers racing it up the ice. It's Tanner Carty with a shot save made. Johansson. Rebound on the far side is poked ahead by McMurphy out of the zone. Kicked it to Gomez. Gomez takes a shot. Save made. Ruck. Ruck hangs on. Get a media timeout here. The Big O Tires third period of play. Third period presented by the Big O Tires Group. If you need new tires or auto service and are a little strapped for cash, stop by Big O Tires and check out their 6 months interest-free financing. The approval process is simple and fast. You can get your tires or brakes taken care of today and take up to 6 months to pay for them with no interest at Big O Tires. 13-plus left in the Big O Tires third period of play. Storm coaches assistants now, Eric Largen, J.B. Bittner on the bench. Trying to coach up their players, make this a coaching moment here. It's a developmental league, and the players always trying to get better and move on to the next level. And here, trailing 5-1, still a teachable moment for Tri-City. Face-off now to the left of Ruck in the Des Moines end. Mayer wins it to Delaney. Delaney with a shot. Save made. Ruck rebounds loose in front of the crease. Another save made. Rebound this time. It comes out up top, and it gets poked out of the zone. Gulkowski in a foot race for it. Gulkowski able to chip it into the corner where Rakhmatov goes and hammers Gulkowski. Looked like a shot up top from Rakhmatov. No call coming. Chase McMurphy dumps it in deep, where Ruck plays it around the far side. And now kept in by the Storm and Gulkowski. Ross Olsen settles it down. Plays it to Chase McMurphy in the near side corner. McMurphy backhands it back down low for Drew Mayer. Mayer behind the net. Comes out in front. Put one in. And a save made by Ruck. Here's a 3-on-2 for Des Moines. Buccaneers and Tanner Carty with a drop pass. A save made by Johansson. He hangs on. Shot taken that time by Schoenen. 13:03 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City trails 5-1 to Des Moines. Face off to the right of Johansson. L'Esperance takes it for Tri-City against Zolmanis, and L'Esperance wins it. Kevin Kerr will have the puck for the Storm. Kerr moving forward. Pass and neutralized for Poganski. In onside to Lebowski. Back to Poganski. Took a hit. Tried to move to the net. Lost the puck. It went down deep to Elser, moved it along the far side wall, kicked forward, and Couturier dumps it deep. Played by Johansson back to Kerr, and Poganski on the far side. L'Esperance tried to make a move, lost it, shot by Zolmanis. Big save by Johansson, no rebound. Storm still out shooting Des Moines 24-20, but the difference in quality of the shots has been apparent. Buccaneers have had some very good opportunities, and they've cashed in. 5-1 lead right now with 12:32 left in the Big O Tires third period. Face off to the right of Johansson. Berger on the draw now for Tri-City. Against Jake Jackson, Storm win it. Can't get it out of the zone. Jackson gets it back. Down low to Grasso. Makes one move on the goal line. Back to Jackson. Shot. Save made with a blocker by Johansson. Rebound on the near side. Wilkie. Banks it out to neutralize. Rolling back to the Des Moines end. Drake with some pressure gets it to Jackson to neutralize. Schultz went for the big hit. Missed Jackson. Jackson gets it in onside. He gets harassed from behind. Chance in front. Johansson makes the save on the shot that time by Marcel Kurth. Up top, held in by Durantes. Kurth on the far side wall. Takes a hit from Martin. And now it's moved behind the net by Chase Berger for Tri-City. Banks it off the glass all the way down. Looked like it hit Drake. They're going to still call icing. Looked like it touched Drake there in neutral ice. 11:51 remains in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City will be back in their own zone with a faceoff. Storm trailing 5-1 to the Des Moines Buccaneers. Tri-City scored the first goal of the game, and since then it's been all Des Moines. Aldworth couldn't clear off the faceoff, and now the Bucs have a chance in front, deflecting wide of the net. And a penalty upcoming. Looks like it's going to be a cross check. to Jalen Schultz, and the parade to the penalty box continues for Tri-City. Schultz is in for 2 minutes. Another Buccaneer power play, and often do this, but we go back to the New West keys to the game. Storm were getting 2 out of 3 early on, leading the Des Moines shots, and they were definitely had physical play. They were having a good forecheck in the Des Moines end, but the big key here, staying out of the penalty box. Storm have not done that. Buccaneers have had all kinds of power play opportunities, and now here they have another one. Chance in front. Johansson with an unbelievable save there. Getting over and making that stop on Elser. And Elser has a couple extra words after the play for Johansson. Johansson gets out of there, and the Tri-City players will try to clean that mess up. Schultz in the box for another minute 44 here in the GNC penalty kill. 11:24 left in the Big O Tires third period. Buccaneers, 1 for 8 on the power play. Now this is their 9th power play opportunity. Face off to the left of Johansson. One by Des Moines. Bucks have it. Couturier on the right point to Elser. Elser with plenty of space. Finds his trailer. And oh boy, what a shot. It was a screamer that missed the net wide from Cockerell. And had that went on net, would have been tough for Johansson to stop. 11 minutes remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. 1:20 left in the morning power play. Schultz is in the box for Tri-City. Chance in front. A shot. Missed net. Godbout set up Nong Lambert. I'm looking for the hat trick here tonight. Nong Lambert with it now on the power play. With plenty of time. Down low to Elser. Elser, the center, try to find Gobout side. Storm took it away, and they clear. Time Kevin Kerr on the clear. Back in the Des Moines end. Halfway through the Big O Tires, third period of play. 45 seconds left in the near power play. Schuterman throws it in deep to the Storm end. Martin on the backboards, plays it around the far side. Dello shoving his man there. As it was Jackson in the corner for Des Moines. Now on the far side wall. Puck is still being held there. He's out on top. And a hand pen whistle on the Buccaneers. 3 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. 23 seconds left in the power play for the Bucs. GNC penalty kill here. The Storm have seen a lot. Short-handed. Des Moines with face-off has possession now. To neutral. Moved it outside by Jackson. Up top. Taken away by Lavosky. Lavosky, good work. Aggressiveness on the forecheck. Finds Poganski. Poganski into the zone. Takes a shot that went wide of the net. Rebound on the near side wall. Storm back at full strength now. As Schultz is out of the box, Grasso brought it in onside, but it's taken back by Delaney. Delaney overskated the puck, though, and Des Moines has it. Ryan Gault moved it forward. Now Grasso dump one in. Delaney with a lot of pressure, but nice job moving it on the near side to Lavosky. Lavosky back to Lesperance. 3-on-2. Lesperance with a shot. Save made. Rebound. Lesperance on the near side. Trying to get control here to Poganski. Delaney's got it. Delaney fired it across to Glukowski, who had dropped back, but he keeps it in. And now Lobosky down low for Lesperance. Lesperance on the far side. Glukowski tees up a shot. Missed the net wide. Rebound loose in front. Still loose. Chase McMurphy up top for Delaney. Delaney bouncing puck. Calms it down for Glukowski. Glukowski finds Lesperance. Shoots. Save made. Rebound loose and a stoppage. Joel Lesperance, wide open net, and what a save by Ryan Ruck. Ryan Ruck really has been overshadowed in this game, but he's had a great game for Des Moines. And now we see a Buccaneer penalty to Tyler Duranis. So Duranis for 2 minutes to the box. Tied up a Storm player in front. 2 minutes for roughing, they say, and what a save by Ryan Ruck. in the crease, diving across to save a L'Esperance opportunity. Now the Storm of the Century 21 power play here. And they had won the faceoff, but they lost the puck. And Des Moines sends it the length of the ice. Storm trailing 5-1 here on the Breeze in the first of a two-game homestand this weekend. Dangerous play by Glukowski in front of his own net. Lost the puck to Carty. And now Tanner Carty has it. Carty for Cockerill. Fires. Save made by Johansson. Rebound Poganski. Austin Poganski on the far side. Poganski gets taken down. And a call is made. 5-on-3 now. Century 21 power play. High sticking. The call to Des Moines. I don't know who they're making the call on. Ryan Gault for high sticking. Tri-City with a minute and a half of 5-on-3 Century 21 power play. Johansson was thinking, Storm were thinking about pulling Johansson. They've already used their timeout. Des Moines gets tossed in the jaw. Johansson, I think he's gonna go to the bench here. Storm will try to have a three-man advantage. If they can face up, they couldn't, but Glukowski keeps it in. Johansson now, and we have a penalty on Tri-City. They blew it down, and it's going to be a penalty to the Storm. And Chase Berger gets whistled for, it looks like, a slash. Two minutes for boarding on Chase Berger. So now we'll see a 5-on-4 for the next minute 24. Johansson was ready to go to the bench. And now the Storm win the faceoff. It's Glukowski. Glukowski leaves it for Wilkie. 4-on-3. Wilkie in onside. Wilkie down the near side. Wilkie behind the net. Wilkie still with the puck. And he leaves it up top for Glukowski. Glukowski fires one back to Wilkie. Back to Glukowski. Chance in front. Lebowski, what a save! And a score! Austin Poganski, second of the night from Dan Lebowski. And the Storm get a power play goal. Poganski's second power play goal of the game. It's 5-2. Dan Lebowski picks up the first assist. Wilkie on the second assist. And Poganski got in close and made it count there. The score, 5-2, Tri-City Storm. Trailing by 3 goals. A power play goal, though, and we'll have a 4-on-4 for the next minute and 32 seconds. Minute 32 seconds remain in the 4-on-4. Johansson's still in his net. I know the Storm were thinking about pulling him, but it didn't matter. As Tri-City wins the faceoff, they have possession now. Cutler Martin over to Kevin Kerr, and now Ryan McMurphy on the far side. Give and go with Wilkie. McMurphy into the zone. McMurphy loses the puck. Martin comes in and saves it. Cutler Martin on the far side. Martin takes a shot deflected out of play, and we get a 7:21 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. We've got a 4-on-4 situation right now. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers. Bucks have a 5-2 lead, and it's a 4-on-4, 7:21 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Face off to the left of the Des Moines goaltender, Ruck, is won by the Bucks. And Des Moines with the puck. Buccaneers moving forward to neutral ice. McMurphy seals his man off Durante's. And now Kevin Kerr has it. Kerr on the near side, Cutler Martin. Martin ahead for Ryan McMurphy with space. And he lost it to Nong Lambert. Here's an opportunity for Des Moines. Nong Lambert to the center. Johansson makes the save. Rebounds loose. And Nong Lambert able to pick it back up. Now Durante's at the left point. Over to Schuneman with a shot. Knuckle puck in on the goaltender. Johansson makes the save. 6:48 remaining here in the Big O Tires third period of play. 36 seconds remaining in a 4-on-4. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers. Storm are trailing 5-2. Both Tri-City goals for number 11, Austin Poganski. He's got 3 now on the season. Both of those goals power play goals. As Dello moves it forward to Aldworth. Aldworth in onside. Aldworth to the net. Chance in front there for Poganski, looking for the trick. Couldn't put it in. Now it's Aldworth again. Aldworth tries to take a shot. He fanned on it. And here come the Bucks the other way. Des Moines with possession. And Jackson puts it in deep. Johansson sticks it down. And now Dello has it forward for Poganski once again. Poganski in onside and lost the puck, and a penalty upcoming. Buccaneers increasing the penalty minute total here in the third period. Storm trailing by three with 6:12 remaining in the game. So the penalty to Alec Rauhauser. 2 minutes for roughing to Rauhauser. Storm trailed by 3 goals, 5-2, with 6:12 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Johansson in net. Face off to the left of the Des Moines goaltender Ryan Rupp. Storm win it. Lukowski to Wilkie. Wilkie lost the puck out of the zone. Now he retrieves with Berger, who's out of the box. Berger makes a nice move, gets it into Poganski. Poganski, chance in front, save made by Rock. Rebound was loose. The Storm thought they had it. Pushing and shoving after the whistle was blown. 5:51 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Just 20 seconds into a Tri-City power play, we have Chris Wilkie skating over to the box. I don't see anyone else following him. Going to give Wilkie a penalty. Can't believe they're not bringing a Buccaneer with them. Two minutes for slashing on Wilkie, and that's a frustration penalty, but just a tough call for the Storm, who had a power play there. Once again, negated. Only had 20 seconds with the man advantage. And now we resume play with a 4-on-4. Chance for Des Moines. Save made Johansson on the shot by Nong Lambert. Now Glukowski carrying it out of the zone. Couldn't get it out. Nong Lambert keeps it in. Cutler Martin has it. 4-on-4 for the next minute 23. Storm trailing by 3, 5-2. Lebowski in onside. Nice pass for Berger. Takes a shot. Save made by Ruck. Ruck makes the save. Hangs on with 5:26 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. It's been a wild end of the game here. The Storm had an early lead in this one. Des Moines scored 3 consecutive goals in the second period. And here in the third, with a fast start to the third, Buccaneers now have a 5-2 lead and control of the puck here as they move out of the zone. 4-on-4. Godbout, turn on the Jets, threw one in on Johansson, he deflects it into the corner. Godbout takes a big hit on the collision there with Gomez. And now it's moved ahead for Aldworth. Aldworth using the speed, try to drop pass for Glukowski. It was broken up by Des Moines. Nice job by Gomez getting back, but then turns it right back over to the Bucs. Durante's in onside. Durante's from the far side with a shot save made by Johansson. Rebound poked into the corner by Cutler Martin. Aldworth controls it now on the near side wall. Aldworth, nice pass to Glukowski, who's joining the rush. Glukowski in offside. Spar with a shot. Thought he was in onside, but they call offside on Tri-City. Stoppage with 4:39 remaining in the third. We're into the Diamond Vogel Final Five, presented by Diamond Vogel. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints. With locations in Grand Island and Kearney, Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. Storm in the faceoff here as we resume play. Still 4-on-4 for another 18 seconds, and an icing is whistled to Tri-City. 4:28 now remaining in regulation. We're in the Diamond Vogel final 5 minutes of play here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. 5-2, the score now in favor of the Storm. Faceoff is won by Tri-City. And now they have it in front of their own net. And it's moved into neutral ice. Des Moines with the possession. It's dumped in to the Storm end now, where Kerr plays it to Drew Mayer. Mayer on the near side moves it forward. And it's Poganski. Poganski to the center gets taken off the puck. Put on the far side. Drew Mayer gets it back. Now out to neutral ice. Ryan Gault. Gault in onside. Dumps it in deep. And it's behind the Storm net now, taken by Dello. Storm with an abbreviated penalty killing situation there, and they're back to full strength now. As the Buccaneers have it. Nice move into neutral ice there by the Bucs. And here's a chance to the center. No shot taken yet by Tanner Carty. Now on the near side to Rennies. Looks like something came flying off his stick. We have a penalty upcoming as Johansson made that save. 3:28 remaining in the Diamond Vogel final five. And we have a penalty upcoming here. A slashing call on Joel Esperance. This may be the most minor penalties that we've seen in a long time for the Tri-City Storm. I have to go back in the record book a little later and check this out as Des Moines is now with their 12th man advantage. And remember that game where the Storm took all those penalties in the preseason. So it wasn't counted in the record books, although it very well would have been the most penalized game in Storm history had it been counted. See some hits of the game right now, Storm Vision. 5-2. The score, Des Moines in control. 3:28 remaining in regulation. Storm now on the GNC penalty kill once more. The 12th power play for Des Moines. Not how to win a hockey game. Taking that many penalties. Storm win the faceoff and throw it all the way down. Storm, however, have killed all of the power plays except for one. Hasn't necessarily been the problem is allowing power play goals, but they've been playing so often shorthanded that it's been tough for them to get back into this game once they got down. Buccaneers with it in the Storm end now in the near side corner. Scrum for it. Almost everybody on the ice is there, and McMurphy comes away with it. Ryan McMurphy over to Dan Lebosky. Lebosky in offside, but you know what? McMurphy says, you know what? We're not going to bring it into the zone. I'm going to take it back, kill some more time in our own end. And then Glukowski fires it down the ice. 45 seconds gone by in the L'Esperance slashing minor, and the Buccaneers have possession. Rauhauser in onside. Left it for Nong Lambert. Nong Lambert on the right point. Left it for Elser. Elser holding. Up top it goes. Back to Elser with a shot. Save made Johansson. Rebound loose on the near side wall. Berger chips it out of the zone. Back down deep into the Buccaneer end. Ruck took a hit there from Wilkie, who was trying to get in on the forecheck. Ruck was fine with it, though, and Wilkie moves back to the top of the zone. Godbout in on side. Moves past the D and scores. Marcel Godbout, a highlight reel goal for Des Moines, and now it is 6-2. He beats Johansson top shelf. The Storm defense of Kevin Kerr and Tori Dello got shredded on that play. 1:57 remains here in the Diamond Vogel Final Five in the third period. Marcel Godbout, one of the young talents in this league, got right by Kerr. Dello was too late to get over, and he roofs one on Johansson. 6-2. Des Moines in control, and safe to say they'll come away with 2 points in this one. Second Friday in a row at the Storm have come up empty on points. They lost 6-1 last week to Sioux City, and now they're trailing 6-2 here with under 2 minutes left to go to the Buccaneers. Storm have possession in Des Moines end, and a chance in front just went wide. Chase McMurphy, Drew Mayer doing good work there for Tri-City. Delaney on the far side, banks one down low, and now it's moved out by Des Moines. Buccaneers pass the red line. Big collision in neutral ice. Johansson says the puck roll in on him. And referees were telling him to move the puck. He did, but then they blew the whistle. 1:19 remaining in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. 6-2, the score. Buccaneers well ahead of the Tri-City Storm. Face-off to the right of Johansson is won by the Bucks. Scrum four on the far side wall. Comes in on Johansson. He sticks it to Kevin Kerr. Kerr now from behind his own net. Ahead for Aldworth. Aldworth on the far side chips it in deep. And it's played by the Bucks on the near side wall. Moving forward. Buccaneers, in onside. Here's another chance for Godbout with a shot. Save made, rebound loose. It went wide, and Gomez puts it into the corner. Final minute of play here in this one. Tri-City with it, Kevin Kerr. Tri-City down 4 goals, and at this point, this game has been decided. A big hit on Aldworth. He's okay. Gomez moves it in deep. Gomez twisting and turning down low, taken back by Des Moines. Final 30 seconds of the game. Buccaneers will run this clock out and pick up a 4-goal victory, 6-2. The final in this one, unless the Storm move it forward. Here's Aldworth. Aldworth with a 2-1-1. Shot was blocked. And it's brought back to the top of the zone by Mayer. Turnaround shot, save made by Ruck. He hangs on. 7 seconds left in the game. Tri-City will take the loss. The 2 goals for the Storm, scored by Austin Polganski. Josh Howji ejected from this one. As the faceoff is won by Des Moines, and that'll do it for the game. Des Moines Buccaneers skate into Kearney and will come out with their first win over the Storm this season. The final score, 6-2. First 20 minutes was okay for the Storm, but the last 40 was the problem here tonight. Josh Howji tossed from the game. And the Bucs finished with a 6-2 victory. We'll be back with the Old Chicago postgame show in just a few moments here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
If I could mentally evaluate Buffalo Chicken Strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. Then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes, they're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new Buffalo Chicken Strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
The thing that brings me back to Old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about Old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about Old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than Old Chicago.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Old Chicago Postgame Show here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm dropped this one 6-2. I know, again, I hear we may have some issues here as we head to the Old Chicago Postgame Show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. Here is the Storm. Drop this one once again. The final score 6-2. We're in our Snadler Implement game recap. Storm started out with a really positive start in this one. Outshot Des Moines 10-6 in the first period. Got a power play goal from Austin Pogansky at 13:39 of the first. And Nolan Glukowski, Dan Lebosky pick up assists. It seemed like a very positive first period. The problem was the Storm did not have a lot of energy at the end of the period. And allowed Des Moines a few major chances. Jacob Johan hit him off the board. Continued in the second, and the Buccaneers took full advantage in the second period. Two goals for Willem Nong-Lambert, 30 seconds in and at 6:35 to give Des Moines the lead. And then Ryan Gault added one at 8:57. It was a 3-1 Des Moines lead after two. And, again, Tri-City outshot Des Moines in the second period, 9-7. But, really, second period is where everything changed and things turned around for Des Moines, getting those three goals, two from Nong-Lambert, Gault with a nice goal as well. And in the third, things just kind of came on. Three seconds, into the third period between Drew Mayer and Garrett Cockrell. And then we saw some madness here. There was a delayed penalty that was upcoming. It looked like it was to the Storm. And I'm not sure who it was to on the Storm, but there was a delayed penalty upcoming. And there was some confusion. I think the Storm thought that the whistle was blown. Either way, Danny Elser for Des Moines put the puck in the net and gave Des Moines a 4-1 lead. Well, the Storm felt that they had been wronged on that goal, and we're going to get a full explanation from whichever coach joined us here in the Old Chicago Postgame Show. Elser scores 27 seconds in. Josh Howji gets assessed a couple penalties for abuse of officials, a 2-minute bench minor, and a 10-minute game ejection. For abuse of officials, Howji just lost it when he heard the explanation from the officials. And that really kind of solidified the Des Moines lead with a 4-1 lead on the ensuing power play. Couturier picks up the goal from Ruslan Rakhmatov to make it 5-1. And that really put the game out of reach. The Storm scored a late power play goal off the stick of Austin Pogansky. Lebosky and Wilkie with assists on that one. Lebosky 2 points on the night. Pogansky 2 goals on the night. And it made it 5-2, but a late goal by Marcel Godbout on the power play. A fantastic goal from Godbout. Really a highlight reel play with 2 minutes remaining in the game. Sealed it for Des Moines, a 6-2 final. Tri-City, the penalty minutes was really out of control. 12 power play opportunities for Des Moines. And Storm had 7 power play opportunities, so not like a lack of penalties by the Bucks either. Both teams scored twice on the power play, but Des Moines 2-for-12. Pretty incredible percentage there. Storm, Jacob Johansson, his worst game of the season thus far, allowed 6 goals on 32 shots. Ryan Ruck, 28 saves on 30 shots. Let's get you tonight's 3 stars of the game presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete in all of us. 3 stars tonight in this game. The third star was goaltender Ryan Ruck for Des Moines. played a very nice game in net, made the saves he had to make to keep his team ahead when they needed him to. 30 shots he faced, made 28 saves. Ruck picks up the win for Des Moines and picks up the third star. Second star for Tri-City, Austin Pogansky. Pogansky, two goals in the win for Tri-City, excuse me, in the loss for Tri-City. Pogansky now with three goals in his last two games, and he leads the Storm in goals with three. He picks up the second star. And the first star for Des Moines, Willem Nong-Lambert. Nong-Lambert was definitely talked about tonight. He scored the first two goals of the second period to really change things around for Des Moines, and also went to the box three times as well. So Nong-Lambert with 6 minutes in penalties and two goals, the first star of the night tonight for the Des Moines Buccaneers. Now the Dent Popper, grinder of the night. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper and Carney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Grinder of the night tonight, Drew Mayer for Tri-City. Mayer took a couple penalties in this one, one for tripping, one for fighting, but I thought him and his fourth line played well tonight. Got a couple opportunities with Ross Olsen, Chase McMurphy, and Mayer, a grinded-out kind of a player. Had a good night tonight, maybe his best game in a Storm uniform thus far. Didn't come up with anything on the score sheet, but picks up the Grinder of the Night award presented by the Dent Popper. We'll take a break, and we'll hopefully talk to a member of the Tri-City Storm coaching staff here in a couple moments when we come back on the Old Chicago Postgame Show. Here from the Viero Event Center on the Breeze after a Tri-City Storm loss 6-2 to the Des Moines Buccaneers.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Save now at Diamond Vogel on all paints during our October decorating sales event at all 8 Nebraska store locations, or visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Sale ends October 19th.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Old Chicago postgame show. Jared Schaffrin here, and I think we're going to be speaking with assistant coach Eric Largen, but he is not here just yet. We will wait a second here for him. We'll also get you tonight's out-of-town scoreboard while we wait, presented by Midway Auto. Think hassle free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Lincoln defeats Team USA 2-1 in a shootout. Indiana defeats the Youngstown Phantoms 3-1 in Youngstown. Sioux Falls with a 2-1 win over Muskegon. Sioux City shuts out Fargo 5-0. Waterloo wins in Green Bay. Waterloo wins in Waterloo against Green Bay 4-3 in overtime. Omaha comes back to win over Chicago. They had a 3-1 deficit to overcome in the third. They score four goals in the third, and the Lancers continue a great start to the season here, a 5-3 win for Omaha. And Dubuque defeats Team USA 4-3 in Dubuque here. And here on the Old Chicago postgame show, after a Tri-City Storm loss 6-2, the final score, we're going to speak with the assistant coach for the Storm, Eric Largen, who took over the coaching duties along with J.B. Bittner after head coach Josh Howgie was ejected from the game. And, Coach, obviously not the way you drew it up, a little bit of a wild ending to the game. Maybe just your overall thoughts here on how you thought the guys performed tonight.
You know, I thought the first 20 minutes we stuck to our game plan pretty well. We were getting pucks in deep. I thought we worked very hard. You know, a couple of mistakes, but they were small mistakes, little mistakes, correctable mistakes. And, you know, after those first couple goals in the second period, I thought our bench was deflated a little bit, and we never really recovered from it.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I thought, and I mentioned made the comment on the air, thought the first few minutes went pretty well. You got a power play goal. It seemed like doing the things that you guys have been preaching to the players during the week and in practice. And then it seemed like the last 3 minutes or so of the first period, guys got a little bit lazier, maybe didn't make the best plays, and it kind of carried over to the second period.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought that, you know, that second goal really changed momentum around. You know, it takes a funny bounce off the ref's gate. You know, they end up scoring. It was a bad change by us. You know, that's what ends up costing you mistakes, a little bit of mental mistakes there, and he scored, and I just thought that was kind of a momentum change for the rest of the game.
So you're down 3-1 after the second period. You head to the third period. You get Drew Mayer trying to fire up the bench, dropping the gloves a couple seconds into the third. And then a couple seconds later, you get a goal scored on you, and that's when things kind of changed again. That's when, obviously, head coach Josh Howgie gets upset. What's the explanation that you guys got? What was – because it's hard for us to hear everything up here and to understand. Obviously, Elser scores – but it looked like maybe you guys had let up and stopped playing. Did you hear a whistle? Is that what happened?
You know, we thought we had possession of the puck, so that we were assuming that the penalty was actually on them. So Jacob was already heading to the bench to get the extra attacker for that. The puck changed possession back to them. Nothing happened on a whistle, and then they put it into an empty net. So it was just kind of a miscommunication. We saw one thing, the official saw another thing, and you know, I guess we should always be cautious with it, but at the same point, we thought that we had full possession of the puck, and if we have full possession of the puck, the whistle should have blown for a minor penalty.
Okay, so yeah, so we didn't know what the explanation was. We didn't know if you had heard a whistle, and that's why you stopped playing. It obviously looked like you had stopped playing. It was a little too easy of a goal, but either way, that was a obvious change. And so once that happens, then you guys trying to get back in the game, but as the momentum had changed even more in the Des Moines favor kind of after that play. Later in the game, you score a goal, but it kind of was a penalty-filled last part of the third period. What did you do in that situation there with JB on the bench? How do you kind of manage that end of the game?
You know, we're just trying to put the best players out. They're going to, you know, give us the best opportunity to win games, and if that's with Coach Algie or not, we're going to still try to do that. You know, it to get flow into the third period. Thought there was a lot of minor penalty plays, a lot of different power play, 4-on-4 time, so it's hard to manage. But at the same point, you know, we had the play that we felt were going to, you know, provide us an opportunity to win the hockey game. And, you know, I thought we did a fine job with that the last 15, 20 minutes.
Looking forward to tomorrow. I know you guys don't do too much preparation on Cedar Rapids in advance. You try to keep all your focus on Des Moines. Just from a morale, just from a momentum standpoint with a game in less than 24 hours, how do you get the guys refocused for tomorrow?
We got to have a short memory. I mean, you know, we have to stick to the positives. We had a really good 20 minutes. I thought it was one of our best first periods that we've had all season long. So need to build off of that, keep doing the right things all the time. And, you know, if we keep doing it and earning opportunities, we're going to get our breaks as well, and we're going to have opportunities to be able to score more goals and, you know, have opportunities to win hockey games.
All right. Assistant Coach Eric Largen, thanks very much for joining us here in the Old Chicago Postgame Show.
Thanks a lot, Jared.
Final score from this one, a 6-2 final in favor of the Des Moines Buccaneers. Eric Largen joining us on the Old Chicago postgame show, giving us a little bit of a recap on what he heard from the bench. So just to recap what Eric said, the Storm felt the penalty was going to be on Des Moines. And I remember I was a little confused on it as well. The Storm had possession of the puck. The whistle didn't blow. And the Buccaneers took full advantage. That's why they always say when you're playing some sports, never stop playing until the whistle is blown. And I think the Storm were caught guilty of that here tonight in a big goal for Des Moines early on in the third period. Final score here, 6-2. Real quick before we sign off, want to say thank you to Caleb back in Hastings in the studio doing his best to get things rolling here tonight in a great broadcast production back in Hastings. As always, want to thank Josh Howgie for joining us earlier in the game and then Coach Eric Largent for stopping by here during the Old Chicago post-game show. Final score once more, 6-2 win for the Des Moines Buccaneers. Season series between the Storm and the Bucs now tied 1-1. And the two teams will now have a little time off before they face each other once more. The two teams don't face each other again until later in the season in December. The Storm, less than 24 hours of a break before they head back on the ice to face the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders tomorrow night, a 7.05 p.m. puck drop, Duck Dynasty night here at the Viero Event Center. Tickets still available, but they are going quickly at the Viero Event Center box office. 6-2 Des Moines wins here tonight. Until tomorrow, have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm. 100.